Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Redding, 530-241-1167.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Next month, we will celebrate 22 years of alpha male pleasure maneuvers, enjoying cigars, spirits, delicacies, grilling, dames, dice. And in that 22-year period, we have sampled many spirits and wines. But we have never conducted spirit tasting maneuvers of rum, one of the oldest distilled spirits known to mankind. And so today on the Cigar Dave Show, it's summer, it's warm, well, in some parts of the country. Why not enjoy a libation that is associated with warmth in the Caribbean, and that is rum. Today, rum tasting maneuvers front and center on the Cigar Dave Show from the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City of Tampa. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. The General front and center. We have moved Command Center Alpha, just like Air Force One. Wherever this general, this five-star is, that is where Command Center Alpha is at that time. I could be anywhere. I could be in the People's Republic of California. I could be in the Cigar City. No matter where I am, that becomes Command Center Alpha. And today, Command Center Alpha has moved. Big announcement here at the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge in the Cigar City. First of all, we've got Tommy Diadio, who is the general manager of the Davidoff of Geneva Store and Lounge here in Tampa, as well as the senior executive vice president of spirit and wine procurement for Corona Cigars and Davidoff. Tommy D, as always, thanks for the hospitality.
Man, I just keep getting promoted every week with you.
And there's not a damn thing that Jeff Borshewitz can do about it. And we spent some great time with Jeff a while back on the farm, not that long ago, on the farm, the FSG Florida Sun-Grown Farm. There's nothing he can do about it. He just look and salute me and say, whatever you say, General. So we've got a great sampling, and as always, we've got our resident sommelier, sommelier Dave Cavanis. Sommelier Dave, I was just thinking about this. This has got to be maybe the
19th, I would think.
Well,
we did Y2K, so this is the
7th. No. I'm trying to think how many times you've been on the show now. Oh, I think it's got to be at least 50, 60.
Easily.
Easy.
Oh,
easy.
Sure.
And we never run out of spirits and wines to sample.
We sure don't. And Long Ash is at you, General. Hopefully everything's going well this spring into summer for you.
Back at you, as always. Yes, indeed, it is. Now, big announcement. I should say that at the Davidoff of Geneva Store Lounge in the Cigar City, there's a loft area that is a private lounge. It's used for meetings. It's used for club events, that kind of thing. But Tommy D, today, big announcement. We've just put the word private on the door. This is now the Private General's Alpha 5-Star Lounge exclusively for my use in our broadcast maneuvers. This is a big.
You have to have alpha beta points to come up here.
I love
Beta points? No. There's no betas whatsoever in this vicinity. Betas are not allowed in the General's five-star alpha lounge.
Just alphas.
Just alphas. We don't want wussified betas.
No.
Those guys, we can, you know, you can always notice a beta because they kind of walk slumped over with their head between their tail, and they look very timid and meek, whereas alphas, we carry ourselves boldly, strongly, and walk very proudly. Always have confidence. Women like confidence.
They sure do.
They like power, perception of power, and they like sense of humor. Alphas, if that's the only three things you take away from me, trust me, use those three elements, and you will be good to go. Your score ratio will improve dramatically, and your ability to land hot, beautiful women will improve dramatically as well. Let's talk about rum. I am looking right now at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 17 rums. Did I miss any?
Nope.
We got 17 rums. Now, for mere betas, they'd look and say, ooh, that's a lot in 2 hours. But for alphas, piece of cake. We'll have this done in the first segment. We'll taste all of this. So we're going to be enjoying rum. Now, let's talk about rum. Rum is a distilled alcoholic spirit made from sugarcane byproducts, either molasses or directly from sugarcane juice by a process of fermentation and distillation. And Sommelier Dave, as we have learned, any fruit or grain can be fermented as long as it has natural sugars within that.
Sure.
It can be fermented. In fact, grapes are used in buffalo and apples to make vodka.
Oh, sure. You distill it out. You get, whether it's natural yeast or you go and buy a strain of yeast that you're trying to utilize, put it together, the two combine. Though by the heat, alcohol is the byproduct.
Now, the distillate, a clear liquid, is then usually aged in oak barrels, but not necessarily.
Sure.
Because we see there's clear rum, which usually you use for mixing in various drinks. But there's also the añejo type of rums, which have almost looks like bourbon, like a whiskey, because they are aged in either, can be any type of barrel. There's no requirement. It can be an oak barrel, can be an old bourbon barrel, can be a port barrel.
We have some that are oak in nature, but they're sherry and port casks that we've used. We've got some that are bourbon barrels. So it's going to be real interesting tasting the gamut as we go along today.
The majority of the world's rum production occurs in the Caribbean and Latin America. However, many other countries produce rum, and we're seeing many of the craft distilleries here in the United States producing rum as well. In fact, one of the rums that we'll be sampling is from St. Augustine Distillery, one of my favorite spots in the northeast portion of Florida. And their rum, they use Florida sugarcane for their rum. And it's a light rum. It's not very clear, but it's not overly dark, but we will sample that. Now, rums are produced in various grades. We just talked about light rums, most commonly used in cocktails, whereas the dark rums are consumed straight, neat, on the rocks, even used for cooking. Rum plays a big part in the culture of most islands of the West Indies, as well as in the Maritimes and Newfoundland. Now, this is very interesting about rum. It served as a popular medium of economic exchange, used to help fund certain enterprises, including military insurgencies, such as the American Revolution.
Sure.
So part of the reason that we are free here in the United States, and we don't talk like Mick the Brit like this, is because rum was used as a currency during the Revolutionary War. Now, the origin of the word rum is unclear. There's several different theories. In an 1824 essay about the word's origin, Samuel Morwood, a British etymologist, suggested it might be from the British slang term for the best, as in having a rum time. But given the harsh taste of early rum at the time, it is unlikely. Another possibility, it was taken from the last syllable of the Latin word for sugar, saccharum, an explanation that's commonly used today. Other theories that the Romani word rum means strong or potent, but the most probable origin is as a truncated version of rumbullion or rumbustion. Both words surfaced in English about the same time as rum did. So there are various theories, but pick whatever one you want.
Correct.
Makes
just
no difference. Right. Now, regardless of where the name came from, the fact of the matter is,
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's baseball with Micah Epler.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Historic Tiger Field and your Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460. We are here for game two of this three-game stand against the Humboldt B-52s. In last night's ball game, your 45s lost to these B-52s 3-2 in a nail biter. Broadman for the 52s got the win. The loss went to Eppenbach and Gale with the save. The only scoring for your 45s was Jake Gozo hit a two-run bomb down the right field line, and that was all she wrote. So the story for tonight's game, as tonight's matchup, we're going to have James Humphrey on the bump for the 45s, and it's going to be Tanner Kane on the hill for the visiting B-52s. And really the story is, will the bats show up? I overheard some of the coaches after last night's game talking about how the Colt 45 hitters were swinging for the fences, how they were swinging out of their shoes and not doing a good job of just situational hitting and putting the ball in play. And so we'll have to see if the bats are able to show up and pick up James Humphrey. I think that the 45s will come out aggressive as normal, but we'll just do a better job of making contact and making the B-52's defense work. And hopefully they can get some early runs to give James Humphrey some breathing room. So that's the story on tonight. Your 45s, 8-8 on the season, looking to pick up win number 9. And that's what they'll be looking to do tonight. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to have the national anthem here, and then we will be back for first pitch. You are listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Stunning and breathtakingly beautiful, passionate, artistic and musical excellence. These are all words that have been spoken in expression of how people feel after experiencing an evening of Spanish flamenco by dancer Savannah Fuentes. On Friday, June 29th, you too can see the beauty of this dance and hear the musical stylings brought in a live concert by flamenco dancer Savannah Fuentes, singer Jose Moreno, and guitarist Pedro Cortez, live in concert at Reading School of the Arts beginning at 8 p.m. Friday, June 29th. To get tickets for this June 29th concert, go to brownpapertickets.com. That's brownpapertickets.com and type in the word Feria, spelled F-E-R-I-A. Or for more information on an evening of Spanish flamenco, call Patrick at 510-1903. That's 510-1903.
It only comes once a year. Today is the final day to enjoy carnival rides, fair food, view the exhibits, and stroll the grounds where you'll see crazy, wacky magicians, side-splitting comedy, and hypnotist Tyson. Come support our local youth at the KRCR Junior Livestock Auction and bid on premium animals hand-raised as 4-H and FFA projects supporting agricultural education for future generation, plus auto racing in the grandstand. Come join us for the last day at the Shasta District Fair.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Colt 45's baseball fans. You are listening on KCNR 1460. I am Micah Epler, and I will be with you for tonight's ball game. The 45s are currently out warming up here for the top of the first. I'm going to go over starting lineups, and then we'll get this show on the road. So we do have the visiting Humboldt B-52s, who, like I said, won the opener of the three-game series last night, winning 3-2. And here is their lineup. So batting leadoff, number four, the center fielder, Daniel Teasley. Batting second, we're going to have number nine, the second baseman, Kyler Arenado. Batting third, it's going to be number 23, the DH, Aiden Morris. Batting in the cleanup spot, we're going to have number 19, the third baseman, Tommy Gale. Batting fifth, number 21, the shortstop, Robbie Carling. Batting sixth, it's going to be number 25, the catcher, Sam Nastari. In the seventh spot, it's number 10, the first baseman, Logan Hall. And in the eight hole, we've got number 15, the right fielder, James Garcia. And then batting in the ninth spot is going to be number 11, the left fielder, David Ortiz, or as Mini Big Poppy, as I've come to start calling him. And like I said, on the hill, the starting pitcher for the 52s is going to be number 5. That's Tanner Kane. Setting the lineup here for your 45s. Leading off is going to be number 23, Lane Pritchard. He's in center field tonight. Batting second is number 11, the shortstop, Lorenzo Debrecht. Batting third, number 13, the right fielder, Jake Gozo. Batting cleanup, number 4, the first baseman, Mondo Rodriguez. Batting fifth is going to be number 9, Eric Carlson, the third baseman. Batting sixth is number 34, the designated hitter, Alec Cinieros. Behind the plate and batting seventh is number 25, Billy Plummer. In the eighth spot, we've got number 30, the left fielder, Max Werner. And then batting in the ninth spot is number 38, the second baseman, Mike Ciancio. And as I mentioned, your starting pitcher for tonight is number 44, James Humphrey, as he actually deals here to Teasley. That's a lift out to center field. Pritchard, to his left, is able to make the catch. We had our first pitch at 7:21 tonight, and the temperature was 100 degrees on the number. So that's one down here for the 45s, and that's going to bring up the second baseman, Kyler Arenado. Arenado last night was 0 for 4. He had a couple of ground outs and also had a fly out. Here's the first pitch from Humphrey. That was a breaking ball that missed high and outside for ball one, so 1-0. We've got a slight northeasterly wind, so blowing across the diamond from left to right, as that second offering there by Humphrey misses outside for ball two. That one was a fastball. So another real gorgeous day. I can actually see smoke out to right field well off in the distance. Might be start of a small forest fire maybe, or a controlled burn, as that fastball there by Humphrey reaches in, and there's another pitch. That one's a bouncer out to Debrecht. He moves in, fires across the diamond in time for out number two. So good play there by Debrecht, who was able to charge that, took it on a hop, and made a strong throw over to Rodriguez at first. And that gets the 45s two down here in the top of the first. That's going to bring up the DH, Aiden Morris. Aiden Morris was on the wrong end. Oh, excuse me, nope, that was Tommy Gale. Aiden Morris actually was 1 for 4 last night. He had one of the three RBIs for the 52s. As he takes that breaking ball, that's down the line and past Rodriguez. That's into right field, and Morris is on his horse. He's heading towards second. Gozo gathers it out there in the corner down right and makes the strong throw all the way into Debrecht, but that's going to be a two-out double here by Aiden Morris, the designated hitter for the 52s. So a really good piece of hitting. He just slapped that right down the line. Rodriguez dove for it to his left, wasn't able to get the glove down in time, and that ball rolled all the way out to the warning track where Gozo was finally able to track it down because he was playing well off the line out there in right. So the 52s with a runner in scoring position right away here with two down in the top of the first. And that's going to bring up the third baseman, Tommy Gale. He started at third base last night and then ended up coming in and getting the save as he swings through that one and fouls it off for strike one. That was a fastball there by Humphrey, and Gale swung over the top of it. Yeah, so Gale came in, and he did a really good job against the 45s, keeping them off the scoreboard. He only came in with a one-run lead and was able to pick up the save. And he is the one who was on the wrong end of an amazing catch by Pritchard out in center last night, robbing him of a home run as there's a breaking ball. That one catches the inside corner for strike two, so Gale now 0-2, as I mentioned in last night's broadcast. That was one of the that was the greatest catch I've ever seen live out there by Pritchard. He just jumped up over the fence and brought it all the way back. It was absolutely amazing. Here's the 0-2 to Gale. That was a fastball. That one misses high for ball one. Got to imagine Humphrey was trying to bait Gale into swinging at a ball high in the zone, but that one was too high, coming in at about the level of Gale's neck. So we've got Morris on at second. Nobody holding him on. There's a breaking ball. That one's to Carlson's left, but it goes off the end of his glove. He wasn't able to get down. He just wasn't able to get his glove all the way down, and it bounced off of the end of his glove. DeBrecht was there to pick it up, but Gale, hustling down the line, was able to get to first, and Morris was able to get to third. So they give that one actually an error to Carlson. So no hit there for Gale, an error on the five position for you, for those of you scoring at home, and that's going to bring up the shortstop, Robbie Carling. As there's a fastball, that one's over the plate for strike one. So the 52's threatening here in the first with runners on the corners, two down. Humphrey working out of the stretch, delivers there. There's a fastball. That one misses outside for ball one, so 1-1 here. The 45s are in their home yellow shirts, yellow jerseys, with the white trousers and the white hats with the black bills. As there's a check swing there by Carling, and here comes Carlson, charges on the left and makes a strong throw over to Rodriguez to get Carling hustling down the line. So Carlson, able to make up for his error, gets the third out here, and that is going to end the top of the first. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball, folks. We've got a message here from Reyes Coca-Cola. Tonight in the Third Base Club VIP Pavilion, we would like to welcome Reyes Coca-Cola, Bottling of Redding, and Eureka. With the help of the dedicated employees, Coca-Cola, along with its wide portfolio of beverages, including Monster Energy Drinks, Powerade, Vitamin Water, Smart Water, and Dasani, to name a few, has been helping quench the thirst of their North State consumers for decades. There is nothing better than a baseball game, food, and an ice-cold Coca-Cola. Share a Coke with someone you love and go Colt 45s. So shout-out to Reyes Coca-Cola. Tonight's ball game is also brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So on the hill for the visiting Humboldt B-52s is Tanner Kane. The right-handed thrower is working out of the set. He delivers a first pitch to Lane Pritchard, the center fielder. A fastball was high and outside for ball one. And there's a second fastball as Kane likes to work quickly, and that one's in there for strike one.
So Pritchard actually trying to slow him down right away. He was standing out of the box, but now steps in. The left-handed hitter awaits as there's a fastball. That one catches the outside corner right at the knees for strike two. So Kane quickly ahead of Pritchard here. Pritchard last night was 0 for 4. Takes that fastball from Kane high and outside. Four ball two, so quickly 2-2 here. The 52's defense is playing straight away as there's a breaking ball that Pritchard reaches out and pokes into right center, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. So good piece of hitting there by Pritchard, and aligns right with what I mentioned in the pregame in that the Colt 45s just needed to do a better job of shortening up their swings and just putting the ball in play and making good contact. And it works out for him there, getting the leadoff runner on base. And that's going to bring up the shortstop, number 11, Lorenzo DeBrecht. DeBrecht last night was 1 for 4. He had an infield single in the first inning of last night's ball game. As the right-hander steps in, Kane working quickly out of the stretch this time. Delivers a fastball. That one misses outside for ball one. Jake Gozo would be on deck. Pritchard with a short stretch over at first. As there's a high fly ball. That one's deep to center. Teasley's on his horse all the way back on the warning track at the 406 mark and hauls it in for a long first out. DeBrecht caught all of that one. That's the, I believe, boy, that was him last night too. He hit a really deep one out to left center last night that didn't quite get out. So DeBrecht, seeing the ball well, hitting it hard, just has nothing to show for it yet, but the 45s will take that, absolutely. So that's going to bring up the right fielder, Jake Gozo. Gozo last night was 2 for 3. He was 1 for 3. He had the only RBIs of the night as he hit a two-run bomb down the right field line right over the 310 sticker out there. And he took a first-pitch fastball for ball one from Tanner Kane. Pritchard with his lead off of first. There's a fastball. That one's on the off the inside part of the plate. Yet another fastball for ball two. Gozo on the season hitting .277. He's got 5 home runs and 15 RBIs. The big right-hander stands in there and takes yet another fastball. That one was outside and low for ball three. So quickly ahead, 3-0 in the count. Shadows about halfway across the field, out in the outfield, and almost all the way across the infield as there's a fastball. That one catches the inside part of the plate for strike one. Gozo was taking all the way there. So it is now 3-1. The first baseman, Mondo Rodriguez, is on deck. Kane working out the stretch, delivers, and there's a poke by Gozo that gets past the second baseman, Arenado, and into right field. Pritchard, who is running on the play, gets all the way to third base. Gozo actually stood in the batter's box. He thought Arenado was going to haul that one in. I'm not sure if he might have had some trouble with the sun as it is glaring out that way towards right field and towards just the right side of the infield. But once it got by him, Gozo hustled down the line, but Pritchard was running all the way, and he's able to get into third. So good opportunity here for the Colt 45s to get on the board with runners on the corners. And Mondo Rodriguez at the dish. Tanner Kane looks in, delivers a fastball. Rodriguez, first pitch swinging, fouls that one down the right field line for strike one. Gale and Pritchard chatting it up down at third base, having a laugh, potentially college friends or college teammates. Kane delivers a fastball there. That one bounced in the dirt. Good job by Nassari to keep that one in front of him. This is only Rodriguez's third at bat for the 45s, his third official at bat. As last night was his first appearance for the 45s, and there's a breaking ball that's over the head of Rodriguez and gets all the way back to the screen. Pritchard held up at third, but Gozo trotted on down to second, so Rodriguez with a golden opportunity to get his first hit and first RBIs in a 45s uniform with runners here on second and third and facing a 2-1 count here against Kane. Gale, the third baseman for the 52s, playing even with the bag. Here's the delivery to Rodriguez, and that one misses inside for ball three. Rodriguez had to turn his shoulder out of the way of that one, otherwise that one would have caught his jersey. He is very tight on the plate. Kane delivers there. There's a fastball, and that one misses high for ball four. And Rodriguez draws his second walk of the season. And now the bases are loaded for the Colt 45s, and we've got Nestari going to go out and talk to Kane here, try to talk him down as he's facing a bases-loaded situation with only one down here in the top of the first. And we've got the third baseman, number nine, Eric Carlson, up for your Colt 45s. So Kane is now going to work out of the set as Nestari takes his crouch back behind home plate. Gale once again still playing in about even with the bag at third. Here's the delivery to Carlson. That one missed high and inside for ball one. As actually now we've got a timeout called, and it's going to be Carling, the shortstop, and the third baseman Gale, who are going to come in and talk to Kane and try to talk him down and calm him down and just have him find the strike zone. He's thrown 18 pitches already here in this first inning, and only seven of them have been for strikes. So he's having trouble locating the zone. On deck for the 45s would be Alex Cinieros. As Carlson delivers a bouncing ball, that's up the right or up the middle to Arenado, to Carling for one, over to Hall for two, a double play, 4-6-3, and the 52s are able to escape a bases-loaded jam. And we're going to go into the second with a 0-0 tie here. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and open more doors? Get more value than ever before with free first-year tuition at Shasta College. If you're a first-time, full-time Shasta student, you're eligible. It's time to get more out of life. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply to get started. Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans. We are here in the top of the second, in the second game of a three-game series against the visiting Humble B-52s, as there's a first pitch swinging by Sam Nestari, the catcher. That's a broken bat bouncer to the third baseman, Carlson, who charges and throws over to Rodriguez at first for the first out. So we have one as Nestari actually is staying on first base. They're saying that Rodriguez, as he kind of got pulled off the bag on the throw by Carlson, and Nestari's saying that he was not tagged. And so now the umpires are going to get together, as nobody's exactly sure what the call is. Nestari's still standing on first. And they're going to change the call. So that call is overturned, and that's going to turn into it's got to be an error on Carlson, I would imagine, on the throw that pulls Rodriguez off the bag. So that's Carlson's second error of the game. as the head coach for the 45s is out now talking to the infield umpire, trying to get an explanation because the infield umpire, who obviously had the much better angle on the call, called him out, but then deferred to the home plate umpire, who had no angle at all to see if Rodriguez was able to apply a tag, as I just got the official score that was actually ruled an infield hit for Nestari. And apparently we've got it resolved now. So after all that, what it means is it's an infield single for Nestari, and that the B-52s have their leadoff hitter here in the second on base, and that's going to bring up the left-handed hitting first baseman Logan Hall as he turns to bunt but takes a fastball that's outside for ball one. So a whole lot of something there for an infield single, and now Nestari's got his lead over at first. Humphrey, working out of the stretch, looks in, delivers. That's a fastball. That one misses outside. Logan Hall last night was 1-for-3. He had a single to left. And he also had a walk. As he fouls that fastball back to the screen for strike one. So he's now 2-1. James Humphrey on the season has a 6.94 ERA. He's thrown 23 in a third innings, and he does have 14 strikeouts, so he's not a big strikeout pitcher. As he's checking Nestari back at first, and then delivers a fastball that misses inside that was mishandled by the catcher Billy Plummer, but Nestari stayed over at first base. So Hall now ahead in the count, 3-1. On deck would be the right fielder, James Garcia, as Humphrey delivers, and that's a fastball that misses low and outside for ball four. So there's the first walk issued by Humphrey, and it gives the 52s runners on at first and second with nobody out here in the top of the second inning. And that's going to bring up Garcia, the right-handed hitter, white batting gloves, the 52s in their road navy blue jerseys with gray pants, as Garcia's already faced a bunt, and he does bunt, but it was a foul ball. It was a high fastball that he tried to turn away from, but the ball still caught the bat and then went foul down the first base line. So kind of a bit of a strange play there, as Hall was trying to get out of the way, but that ball was still able to find his bat somehow. By the way, tonight's ballgame is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So Humphrey delivers another fastball there. That one was low in the zone that Garcia once again bunted, but then it hit him in the field of play, and so it's going to be ruled a foul ball. And it's a quick 0-2 count here on Garcia, who has failed to get a bunt down twice. On deck would be David Ortiz, the left fielder for the 52s. Rodriguez at first, playing even with the bag. Carlson still playing in on the infield grass at third. Still expecting the bunt. Humphrey delivers there. That's a breaking ball. Good stop by Plummer behind the plate to keep that one in front of him, as that one bounced well outside and well in front of the plate. And so that's going to be ball one there. Humphrey so far only thrown 24 pitches, has found the strike zone 14 times, but is facing the second runner in scoring position, and there's a ground ball to DeBrecht at shortstop, who bobbles it as he was going to make the toss to turn two, but he bobbled it in the transition, and that was Logan Hall that slid in safe there at second, and so now the bases are loaded. So for all of the defensive brilliance that there was last night in last night's game, we've already had two errors by the 45s here in two innings. That one on DeBrecht, who is usually very sure-handed, and the head coach for the Colt 45s comes out and brings in the entire infield for a chat on the mound probably telling them to focus in here because the 45s are in a major pickle as the 52s have the bases loaded with nobody out here in the top of the second. And that's going to bring up number 11, the left fielder, James Garcia. Or excuse me, David Ortiz. So Ortiz takes the first pitch and hits a liner that gets past Carlson off his glove at third. And that's going to score two for the 52s as that single gets into left field. A good throw in by Werner out there in left, but was too late to get Hall, who was hustling in from second. And the 52s strike first here with a 2-0 lead. And a good piece of hitting there by Ortiz, who did not wait. He took that first pitch and just lined it. Carlson, who was playing in with the bases loaded, didn't have enough time to react. And that's going to bring us back to the top of the lineup with Daniel Teasley. As there's a breaking ball there by Humphrey that misses low for ball one. So still nobody out here, top of the second. And runners on first and second. Colt 45's defense playing at double play depth up the middle. Carlson still in on the grass at third. As there's a fastball that finds the strike zone for strike one. The outfield for the 45s. Pritchard out there shading Teasley to pull a little bit, and he's playing pretty shallow. Gozo in right, Werner in left, playing straight up. Here's the delivery by Humphrey. That was a breaking ball that bounced. Another good stop by Plummer. It did get away from him, but he was able to keep it in front of him and keep the runners from advancing there. So Plummer been having to do some work here. And Humphrey could really use an out right about now. He could really use a ground ball up the middle. He's working out of the stretch. Kyler Arenado would be on deck for the 52s as there's a rip, a line drive down the left field line. That's going to drop in and get all the way to the wall. As both runs come, or excuse me, the B-52s runner scores from second. Ortiz gets all the way from first to third. And that's a stand-up double there for Teasley, and it is now 3-0 B-52s. And that's going to bring up the left-handed hitting Kyler Arenado, who grounded out to DeBrecht at short just an inning ago, sitting here with a golden opportunity with runners at second and third, and still nobody out here in the second. As he rips the first pitch, that one's going to get up the middle, and that's going to score both. As that ball gets by Pritchard out in center and completely misses it. And Arenado's going to go all the way to third, slides in safely. It is now 5-0, B-52s. And that's going to be the third error, as that was a poor defensive play by Pritchard, who just looked up after that ground ball, or it was a line drive that was bouncing out to him, but was on the ground by the time he got to it, and he just didn't get all the way down to pick it up, and it got past him. And that's going to bring up the DH, number 23, Aiden Morris. So still nobody down here. There's a breaking ball there by Humphrey that Morris swings over the top of. And the first pitch was also a fastball that got in there for strike one, so it's now 0-2. And still nobody down here. There's a foul ball down the right field line. Good work there by Morris to stay alive. He shortened up his swing and just poked that one down the right field line foul. As the 52s have hung up a crooked number here in the second, they lead 5-0. Aiden Morris doubled to right his first time up an inning ago. As there's a high chopper. Carlson charges at third, makes a strong throw across the diamond to Rodriguez for out number one. However, Arenado does score from third. So that's going to be an RBI ground out for Morris, and it is now 6-0. B-52s. And that's going to bring up number 19, the third baseman, Tommy Gale. as he takes the first pitch. That one bounces to Carlson and took a wicked hop and got by him. And Gale with the single there. We'll see how that one is scored. It is scored a hit as it did take a wicked hop on Carlson. It bounced up over the top of his glove. He went down to one knee to field it, and then it bounced high and got by him as he had to duck out of the way, and it went into left. So Humphrey's getting peppered here as his pitch count is quickly rising. He's got 34 already. And the 52s have 5 hits here and 6 runs scored in the second inning, and that's going to bring up the shortstop, Robbie Carling, as there's a fastball low for ball one.
Score 25, your hitter is.
Robbie Carling 21. Grounded out to Carlson at third last inning, and he's ahead of the count here, 1-0. Sam Nastari, the catcher's on deck. Humphrey delivers a fastball there. That one misses the outside corner for ball two. So the 45s facing some adversity here. You can tell they're pretty deflated. You can hear some jeers coming from the crowd here at Historic Tiger Field as well, as there's a fastball that Carling was well ahead of, and he fouled it down the third baseline for strike one. So Humphrey really looking to get out of this inning, could really use a ground ball up the middle, as there's an off-speed pitch that bounced well before the plate. Good job by Plummer to keep that one in front of him. He's had to do quite a bit of work back there as Humphrey's had trouble locating his off-speed pitch, often throwing it bouncing before the plate. Gale with a short lead over at first, and there's a fastball. That one misses well outside, and that's going to be ball four. As we did already have some action down in the 45's bullpen, and here comes the head coach for the 45's. Let's see what kind of decision he makes here, as he does take the ball from James Humphrey for us. So a really short outing here for Humphrey, and we're going to have a pitching change, so we're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be back. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welch. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field and Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. We're coming back to a pitching change. It's going to be the left-handed pitcher, number 12, Paul Gallegos, out of the pen for the 45s. He's coming in to what has turned into a monsoon of runs here in the second inning, as the 52s are currently up 6-0. And Gallegos is still facing runners at first and second with only one down. He is going to come in and immediately face number 25, the catcher, Sam Nastari. Nastari singled to Carlson at third in the first inning. And there's his first offering there by Gallegos is a fastball. It's in there for strike one. So a short start for Humphrey tonight as he only goes an inning and a third. And he just got peppered tonight. He was peppering the strike zone, but the 52s were on him. And then Humphrey didn't get much help behind him defensively, as there's been two errors by the 45s, one by Pritchard out in center, one by Carlson back in the first, as there's ball one from Gallegos, and here's his third delivery. That's a fastball. That one misses outside for ball two. Now 2-1. So the 45s are going to have to find some energy. You can tell they're pretty frustrated and kind of beaten down here in this second inning. Nastari steps in. Gallegos checks the 52's runner at second. As there's a bouncing ball up the middle. Here comes DeBrecht. He's charging. Makes the throw over to first. It's a low bouncing throw, but a great dig over there by Rodriguez at first. That was a poor throw there by DeBrecht. But well done by Rodriguez. He was able to scoop it and get the out for out number two. The other two runners do advance to the 52s, so they've got runners at second and third now, and that's going to bring up Logan Hall, the first baseman, who walked earlier in this inning. So the first pitch by Gallegos is a fastball. That one misses inside for ball one. On deck for the 52s would be the right fielder, Garcia. The infield for the 45s now playing back near the outfield grass as there's a fastball. That one catches the outside part of the plate for strike one. But Billy Plummer calls timeout. He's going to go out and talk with Gallegos. Not sure if they might have had their calls mixed up. Plummer might have been expecting a different pitch there. It was a strike nonetheless. That was a quick talk, and Plummer's now back behind the plate. And in his stance, Gallegos is on the rubber working out of the stretch. Nobody holding on the runners that are on second and third. The American flag is laying absolutely limp out there in center. As there's a foul ball by Hall to the back of the screen. That's going to be for strike two. So Gallegos doing a good job working ahead here. And is really looking to get himself and the rest of the Colt 45s out of this inning. Gallegos now works out of the stretch. Here's the delivery. That was a breaking ball, but it's right down the line to Rodriguez, who fields it and tags Hall for out number three as the second inning finally comes to an end. But the 52s plate six. It's 6-0. You are listening to Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
We've just just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Hulza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best-tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field, folks. We are here in the bottom of the second. Tanner Kane was working quickly there, delivered a strike to Alec Cinieros, the DH, as Cinieros actually swings through that second fastball and quickly finds himself down 0-2 here. So, mercifully, that top of that second inning ended, but I got to be honest, there can't be a happier man in this ballpark than the man who's on the mound right now, Tanner Kane, who is now working with a six-run lead as he delivered an off-speed pitch there to Cinieros, who tried to check his swing but went around for strike three, and that's going to be out number one, and that's the first strikeout for Kane. And that's going to bring up the catcher, number 25, Billy Plummer. Tonight's ballgame is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. Plummer took the first pitch. It was a fastball high in the zone for ball one. And there comes the second fastball to Plummer. That one bounced in there for ball two. So Plummer stands in. Here's Kane working quickly. There's a fastball. That one was inside for ball three. And Kane is trying to call Nestari out to talk to him. Nestari was looking into the dugout for a sign. Wasn't paying attention, and now finally he jogs out there. They're going to talk it over. Billy Plummer on the season is 7 for 19. That's a .368 average. He does have 5 RBIs. As there's a fastball, that one gets by Nestari all the way back to the screen, and Plummer walks on 4 pitches. So, good sign there for the 45s. If they're going to try to get back in this ballgame, they're going to need base runners. But I think the best thing that they can look at now is that there is a lot of baseball left to play in this game. So they have many opportunities to try to get some base runners and plate some runs here, as we're going to have number 30, the left fielder, Max Werner, up to bat as he takes a fastball. That one misses outside for ball one. So it's 5 straight balls thrown by Kane. Kane works out of the stretch. He checks Plummer at first and delivers a fastball. That one misses low for ball two. And here comes the pitching coach for the B-52s. He's going to come out. Maybe he notices something in Kane's mechanics, because obviously something has fallen apart here for Kane, who is so far tonight, he's thrown 28 pitches, and 17 of them have been balls. So he was able to get out of the bases loaded jam in the first on the 4-6-3 double play that ended the inning. So he'll be looking to find the zone a bit more, but luckily he's got a little bit of wiggle room with all the run support from his bats. So meeting over on the mound, Werner steps back in. Kane out of the stretch. Plummer with there's a bouncing ball over to Gale at third. He takes it over to Arenado at second, over to Hall at first, and there's a 5-4-3 double play, and that's going to end the second inning. Quick inning there for the 45s. They're down 6-0. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, Colt 45's games. We are here in the top of the third. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So Gallegos back on the mound for the 45s. He delivers a fastball there to the leadoff hitter here in the third inning. That's the right fielder, James Garcia, for the 52s. That was a fastball that he swung through for strike one. And there's another fastball that's fouled to the screen over on the left-hand side but near the 45's dugout, and that's strike two. So quickly, Gallegos is working 0-2 here. We did have some corrections over that break. Official scorers have changed a few of the hits that were originally scored to errors, so the 45s officially have four errors in the game so far, and we are only through two innings. The 52s also have four hits, and they find themselves up 6-0, as there's a breaking ball there by Gallegos that Garcia was able to foul back to the screen to stay alive, and it's still 0-2. It's going to be the 8-9-1 hitters here for the 52s in the top of the third. As there's a high fastball, and that blew that one by Garcia there, who swung through it for strike one in the first strikeout for Gallegos. And that's going to bring up David Ortiz. Oh, and they just announced that was the beer batter, so dollar beers for everybody. Left fielder David Ortiz, he had a two RBI single to left, part of that six-run second inning. Also, last night, Ortiz was 0-for-4, so good to come back immediately and get it off the schneid. Gallegos delivers a fastball there. That one misses high for ball one. Gallegos working out of the stretch here. Delivers to Ortiz, who fouls it. That went off the catcher's helmet. That was Plummer. Helmet mask. He's old school. It's not a full hockey mask. It's the actual helmet with the mask that he pulls down over the top. So we now have a 1-1 count here against Ortiz. Shadows have taken over the field here at Historic Tiger Field, and the lights are on as there's a pop-up on the infield. Carlson charging, calls everybody off, and makes the catch for out number two. Gallegos was the closest one to that, but he just stood there and watched it and waited for one of his teammates, rightly so, to come in and take that one. So that's going to bring up the top of the order with number four, the center fielder, Daniel Teasley. Teasley, so far, he flied out in the first and had an RBI double to left in the second. As he takes the first pitch there, that's bouncing to Carlson, who dives and misses it there at third, and that's going to get out to Werner out in left. Teasley with a large turn there at first, but decides to jog on back to first base. So a good piece of hitting there by Teasley, as that's his second hit of the ball game and his second hit out to left field. Number nine. And that's going to bring up number nine, Kyler Arenado. So two down here in the top of the third. On deck would be Aiden Morris. As Arenado takes that first pitch, that's a fastball in there for strike one. Arenado, part of that six-run second inning, had a two RBI double out to eight, and then Pritchard, with the fielding error, allowed Arenado to go all the way to third. So Arenado delivers, and he hits a high fly ball. That one's deep out there to Pritchard, but Pritchard saw it the whole way, running back, gets in front of it, and snags it for out number three. So good bounce back inning there for the 45s. We'll see what they can do with the bats here in the bottom of the third. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans. We are here in the bottom of the third in a 6-0 ball game. The B-52s ahead of your Colt 45s. We've got Mike Ciancio, the second baseman, up for his first at bat of the game. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. Ciancio has taken two fastballs, both of them on the inside part of the plate, but both missing on the inside. So he's ahead of the count 2-0. There's another one that misses also inside and high. Ciancio ahead 3-0. So the 45s have had runners on in both the first and the second. They loaded the bases in the first. Had runners on at first and second in the second, but have grounded into two inning-ending double plays as Ciancio takes a walk on four pitches there by Tanner Kane. So that was the second time in three innings that the 45s have gotten their leadoff hitter on base, and that's going to bring us to the top of the order with number 23. That's the center fielder, Lane Pritchard. Pritchard singled on the very first hit as he takes one here. That one's going to bounce in between first and second. Ciancio on his horse is going to hustle all the way into third. Pritchard on a throwing error by the right fielder, Garcia, is going to slide into second. So a good aggressive base running there by Pritchard. And the 45s have something going here with runners on at second and third and nobody out. And that's going to bring up Lorenzo DeBrecht. DeBrecht flew out to the center fielder in his first at bat back in the first. This is the perfect spot for him as DeBrecht is the leading RBI man on this 45s team with 29. As here's the first pitch by Kanan, and DeBrecht takes it and flies it out to the center, but nobody was able to see it. It just falls in. Two runs are going to score. DeBrecht's head first slide into second. So a two-run double there by DeBrecht, and the 45s are on the board. I'm not sure what I think there was probably some miscommunication by Teasley and Ortiz out there in center and left, but the ball just dropped in front of Teasley. He could have easily made that play. But DeBrecht, nonetheless, with a 2 RBI double. And that's going to bring up Jake Gozo. Gozo singled to right in his first at bat, and he takes the first pitch here swinging, but fouls it down to the left base side. Good play there by the third base coach for the 45s. Made that barehanded play. Real good fundamentals there. He used two hands. Gozo now standing in, awaiting the pitch. He takes a fastball there. That one missed on the inside for ball one. Nestari not happy about that call. Thought that one caught the inside part of the plate. Shakes his head. Nonetheless, it's now 1-1. Gozo with a golden opportunity with DeBrecht at second. Gozo takes that fastball. That one misses inside for ball two. So Kane, although he's given up he's given up two runs, but he's really struggled to find the strike zone. He works out of the stretch now, nobody holding on to DeBrecht at second. And that fastball misses low and inside. That's ball three. So now 3-1 here to Gozo. And the 45 is now starting to put some pressure on Tanner Kane. Tanner Kane up to 39 pitches. 24 of them have been balls as Gozo swings through that one and fouls it off. And that one caught the end of Nestari's finger. And he throws his glove down, rips his helmet off. He's not happy about that one. That one obviously doesn't feel good. As we have it, there's no crying in baseball call from the announcer here. That's a low blow because that one hit him in the hand, and that hurts. That hurts. So the head coach here for the 52s, that's going to be Mike Ford. Or actually, it might be Brad Johnson. I'm not sure which one it is, I got to be honest. But one of the coaches out checking on Nestari, making sure that he's okay. It looks like he is. He's putting the helmet back on. He's tough. So good work by him. He's going to play some toss with Tanner Kane just to make sure he's okay. He throws it back one time. He says he's fine. So we're going to move on. Arenado and DeBrecht were chatting it up out there at second base. But now we're back to baseball as Gozo steps in. And Kane hops on the rubber, and he's in the stretch looking for the sign from Nestari. He comes set, delivers. Oh, and that hit Gozo. That hit Gozo high and inside. Caught him in the left elbow, it looked like. And he's going to jog on down to first. So Kane's location command continues as here comes Carling, the shortstop, in to talk to him again. Had quite a few mound visits so far, whether it be official by coaches or otherwise by other infielders. They're just trying to get Kane to find the strike zone because he has been unable to do so far. And the 45s are now threatening as we've got Mondo Rodriguez, the first baseman, up with runners on at first and second. Nobody out here in the third for the 45s. First pitch is a fastball. That one misses low and outside for ball one. Rodriguez walked in his first at bat as he takes a fastball there. Nestari frames it, but that one must have been off the inside part of the plate for ball one. So Rodriguez still looking for his first hit as a 45. This would be a great spot to do it. And here comes a fastball. He checks his swing, but that one's belt high and in there for strike one. So now 2-1. The first baseman Hall for the 52s, not holding on Gozo at first, but playing in front of him. Arenado pseudo holding on to Brecht at second as there's a fastball. That one misses inside for ball three. So Rodriguez with a good opportunity here to walk for the second time. He's awaiting the pitch from Kane, who checks DeBrecht at second and then steps off the rubber as DeBrecht. Nobody was holding him on, and DeBrecht had a sizable lead back there. Kane wanting someone to hold DeBrecht a bit more honest. But now delivers, and Arenado pops it up on the infield. That's unfortunate. Carling at shortstop calls it off. Infield fly rule, but nonetheless, Carling hauls it in, and that's going to be out number one. So Arenado potentially swung it at ball four there, but instead pops it up on the infield for the first out here in the third inning for your 45s. And that's going to bring up Eric Carlson. Eric Carlson, unfortunately, was the one that ended the bases loaded situation in the first inning as he hit into a 4-6-3 double play. Has a chance to right the ship here. Takes the first pitch. That one catches the outside corner right at the knees for strike one. On deck would be Alex Cinieros, the DH. Hall, the first baseman, now playing behind Gozo at first. Still no one really holding on to Brechtis. Carlson popped one down the right field line, but that one missed foul. That one was foul by about 15 or 20 feet. And so now he's down 0-2 in this count. Carlson last night was 2-for-3. He was the only 45s hitter with multiple hits in the game last night. And we'll be looking to get it in the hit column here as he takes a breaking ball. And that's going to get by Carling at shortstop. They're waving DeBrecht around. He's on his horse. Here's the throw from Ortiz and left. And it gets by the catcher, Nestari. And the ball goes all the way back to the back screen. And Carlson goes all the way to second. Gozo all the way to third. And it is now 6-3. The 45s rallying here in the third inning, now putting up a three spot. And that's going to bring up Cinieros. Cinieros from UC San Bernardino has struck out. He struck out swinging so far and swings through that high fastball. And finds himself down 0-1. So he's been aggressive in each one of his at-bats, but is swinging at high fastballs and not being able to catch up with him as he feds one there. That one's down the line at third. There's no call. Some of the 45s thought it was foul, but apparently not, and Gozo was off the bag at third. And Gale, who made the play, just went over and tagged him because Gozo thought it was foul. Cinieros hustling down the line is safe at first, but that eliminates a runner in scoring position for the 45s, and a poor piece of base running there by Gozo, who should have just got back to the bag.
Catcher number 25.
So another mental mistake, this one this time on the offensive side. The 45s have had plenty of mental lapses on the defensive side. And that's going to bring up the catcher, Billy Plummer, to the plate, and he takes the first pitch. Low for ball one. So now two down here. 45 still with a good opportunity. Runners at first and second. Plummer walked in his first at bat and hits a bouncing ball to Carling, who tosses over to Arenado for the force at second. And that's going to end the inning. But the 45s cut the deficit in half. It's 6-3 here. We're going to head to the fourth inning. You are listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Enjoy a vacation unlike any other with Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina on Shasta Lake.
Not only do we have houseboat and toy rentals, but we also offer a number of convenient resort services. How about a big country breakfast or an all-you-can-eat salad bar overlooking the harbor at the Harbor Cafe? Moor your boat at the Boating Marina, where we have over 400 boat slips in all sizes. Call 238-2383 to reserve your holiday harbor vacation today.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's baseball, fans. Tonight's ballgame is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So we're here in the top of the fourth. The visiting Humboldt B-52s holding a 6-3 lead. The 45s do a good job of bouncing back and cutting that deficit in half. As the leadoff hitter, Aiden Morris, flies one out to left. A good play by Werner out there. One pitch, one out here for Gallegos, who is coming back out for his third inning in relief for the 45s. And that's going to bring up the third baseman, Tommy Gale. Gale, so far, he reached on one of the errors by Carlson at third, and was also singled to left, and he takes that first pitch there outside for ball one. On deck would be Robbie Carling, who just ended the 45's threat in the bottom half of the third with a nice defensive play. As here's a bounding ball to DeBrecht at shortstop. He gathers, throws across the diamond a little high. Rodriguez able to get back to the bag for out number two. So we have had three pitches, and we have two outs in this inning, half inning. So good work by Gallegos. And that's going to bring up Carling, who is 0 for 1 tonight. He grounded out to Carlson at third and has also walked. Gallegos on the season, he's got a 6.23 ERA as he throws a breaking ball there that misses high in the zone for ball one. He's thrown 13 innings so far this season and has six strikeouts. And so far in relief, he's come in and peppered the strike zone. He just threw his 23rd pitch, and 18 of them have been for strikes. So it's now 1-1 as Carling fouled that ball out into the parking lot and then takes the next pitch, which was a fastball on the inside corner for strike two. So it's now 1-2, and Gallegos could get out of here with a really quick inning, which the 45s could really use. As he swings it through a high fastball there for strike three. Good work by Gallegos. That was four pitches. That was a seven-pitch inning, folks. And that's going to end the top half of the fourth inning. We'll be right back. Your 45's down 6-3. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank. And I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill. Or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
JPR and U.S. Bank welcome Chris Isaak back to Reading's historic Cascade Theater June 27th. Heartthrob, crooner, and Grammy nominee Chris Isaak brings his velvet voice and rockabilly roots to the intimate Cascade Theater stage with his trademark high-energy, flashy, and personable style. Wednesday, June 27th at 7:30. General public tickets and limited VIP meet-and-greet tickets at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to the bottom of the fourth inning, folks, here. We just got a call. One of the managers for your Colt 45s, Justin Sabisma, It's his birthday today, so happy birthday to Justin. Hopefully the Colt 45s can deliver a win. Tanner Kane back out on the hill to start the fourth inning here for the 52s, who find themselves with a 6-3 lead. And it's going to the 45s are going to lead off this inning with the 8 hitter, and it's Max Werner, the left fielder. Max foul tips a breaking ball into the glove of Nestari there. 4-1. He is facing a 1-1 count. He did end the second inning when the 45s were threatening with runners at first and second with a 5-4-3 double play. But has a chance to right the ship here and get in the hit column. The 45s, as he fouls that fastball, that's back into the parking lot. No car that time. This is Werner's first appearance for the 45s this season. 45s now with 5 hits in the game. As there's a fastball, that misses high and inside. For ball 2, that evens the count 2-2. On deck is the second baseman, Mike Ciancio, who is giving the regular second baseman Tyler Kuhn a break this evening, as there's a fastball that bounces well in front of the plate. Good snag by Nestari. But that runs the count full. Infield playing straight away for the 52s. Outfield also straight away. As there is ball 4 to Ciancio. And that ball bounced away. And that's going to bring up, let's see, that is the 4th walk issued by Kane so far. As it's been a consistent theme with him, he's still on the negative side of the strike to ball ratio, having thrown 25 strikes and 33 balls so far. Also something to keep an eye on here is we are only at the start of the fourth. He has already thrown 58 pitches. So for the third out of 4 innings for the 45s, they have the leadoff hitter on. Werner already has his lead up there. Ciancio's not even in the box yet. Now he steps in. Werner still with his lead. A decent lead over there. Ciancio walked in his first at bat and takes the first pitch, which was a fastball, and he fouled it back to the screen for 1. On deck would be back to the top of the order with Lane Pritchard, who has been the spark so far tonight. Ciancio awaits the offering there from Kane and swings through a fastball. That one was above the belt, and he swung through it for 2. So now facing an 0-2 hole. The sun really starting to set here at historic Tiger Field. It's a beautiful evening. Once again, the wind has laid completely down. American flag laying limp out there in center. But Old Glory looking absolutely majestic as there was a breaking ball that missed well high and inside on Ciancio for the first ball in this at-bat. Kane working quickly out of the stretch. And that's a foul ball over into the Reading Library parking lot. So good work there by Ciancio to stay alive in the at-bat. Kane working out of the stretch here. Looks in, delivers. That was a fastball that bounced away from Nestari. And there goes Werner. He's able to get the second standing up. Got to imagine that's going to be an error on the catcher, I think. Because that one is a pretty easy catch. I don't know if he just didn't look it all the way in or what. As the count's now even at 2-2. And a runner on second base for the 45s. As Ciancio fouls off another one. Good work by him to stay alive. This is exactly what we mentioned in the pregame and what I overheard the coaches talking about after last night's game, is that the 45s needed to do a better job of just making contact and putting the ball in play. Last night they were trying to hit too many balls overly hard as Ciancio fouls off another pitch. So good work here to stay alive and drag this at bat out. as we do have some action down in the 52's bullpen. I'll let you know who that is in just a moment here. As Kane looks in, looking to set Ciancio down, but he misses with that one, low and outside, and that's ball three. I do believe that the pitcher warming up down in the bullpen there for the 52s is Luis Pimentelli, I think. As there is strike three for Ciancio as he swung through that pitch, and that's going to be the first out of the inning here in the fourth. And that's going to bring up Lane Pritchard, your center fielder. Luis Pimentel is the 52 that's warming up down in the bullpen, and here comes head coach Brad Johnson to talk to Kane. We'll see if Pimentel is indeed ready in the bullpen, and yes, he is. That's going to be it for Tanner Kane tonight, as he had thrown 67 pitches, but his night is going to be done here after 3 1/3 inning. We're going to take a quick break during the pitching change. We'll be right back. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
When you're looking at a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new bar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball. Fans, we are here with one down in the bottom of the fourth. That was the end of Tanner Kane's start. His final line, 3 1/3 innings pitched, 3 runs, 5 hits, 2 strikeouts, and 4 walks. And it is Luis Pimentel, the right-hander, who has come in out of the bullpen in relief. His first pitch is a fastball that bounces in the dirt low for ball one. He comes in to face the left-handed hitting Lane Pritchard, who is 2 for 2 tonight. He's singled to center and also singled to right. Pimentel wearing the old school stirrup socks. I like that look. I like that bit of old school. The 52s again wearing what I think are some pretty sweet hats. I would describe them as Seattle Seahawks colors. Navy blue hat with the lime green bill. And got the Boston B for B-52s on their shirts. Pimentel delivers there. That's a bouncing ball. That one was off the plate for ball two. So to reset, we've got Max Werner out there second. There's one down here. The 52s are up 6-3. They put up a 6-spot in the second inning. The 45s bounce back with a 3-spot in the third inning and are now threatening here in the bottom of the fourth, as there's another fastball by Pimentel that misses low. And Pritchard's well ahead 3-0. Got to imagine taking all the way here, which he does, but that's a fastball that catches the outside corner for strike one. On deck is Lorenzo Debrecht, who has two RBIs already on the evening. As Pritchard swings it, ball four, and pops it sky high on the infield. It's to Carling there at shortstop, who camps under it and makes the play. So Pritchard not going to be happy with himself there, as he swung at a very high fastball that would have been ball four and ends up popping out on the infield for out number two here in the fourth. So Debrecht still with an opportunity with Werner out there at second base. Debrecht 1-for-2 on the evening. He's flied out to center. He hit a really hard ball in the first inning all the way back to the warning track out there in center, and then also doubled to center in the third. Debrecht wearing a long white sleeve on his right arm, also rocking the stirrup look. I didn't notice. Awesome look as he hits a little grounder there to Carling, who charges at shortstop, throws over on the run to beat Debrecht down the line, and that's going to end the fourth inning here. So the 45s threaten again, but unable to score, and we're going to head to the fifth inning. It's 6-3, B-52s. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Time. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welsh. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball here. Sports fans, tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So we've got Paul Gallegos back on the hill for the 45s. He's going to face the 6, 7, and 8 hitters, starting with the catcher, Sam Nastari, as there's a first pitch swinging. That's over to Carlson at third, who makes a strong throw across the diamond for out number one. So for the second straight inning, we've got one pitch and one out. Gallegos has been fantastic coming in relief here.
The first baseman, number 10, Logan.
After James Humphrey got peppered in his start, only going an inning and a third. That's going to bring up Logan Hall, the left fielder. Hall so far tonight has walked and grounded out to first base, and there's one that gets away from Gallegos and nails Logan Hall in the back, so he trots on down to first base. Took that one like a champ.
All right, folks. This is James Garcia.
Here comes James Garcia. He's tonight's beer batter. He's 0 for 1. He did reach on an error on Debrecht in the second, as there's a fastball by Gallegos that misses low. Good stop by Plummer. to keep Hall over at first base. Yeah, that error on DeBrecht back in the second, that would have been a double play. And would have obviously eliminated a big portion of the six runs that were scored by the 52s in that inning. As there's a second offering there by Gallegos that misses low for ball two. So Garcia working ahead in the count here. On deck will be David Ortiz. As there's the next fastball by Gallegos. That one misses high in the zone for ball three. So got to imagine Garcia here taking all the way. And he does, and Gallegos walks him on four pitches. So now runners at first and second here for the 52s with only one down here, top of the fifth. And that's going to bring up David Ortiz, who is one for two tonight, and he has two RBIs on a single to left back in the second inning. Ortiz is a short guy. Got to imagine he's only 5'2", 5'3". He's got his jersey untucked in the back, and he pops it up on the infield. So infield fly rule. There's Rodriguez, the first baseman. Makes the play right in between first and second base for out number one. Out number two. So both outs in this inning have been on one pitch in the at-bat, and that's going to bring up we're back to the top of the order. That's number four. That's Daniel Teasley. Teasley 2 for 3 on the evening. He also has two RBIs as he takes that fastball, had to scoot back off the plate for ball number one. Colt 45's defense playing straight away. Pritchard fairly shallow and just shading Teasley to pull out there in center. Nobody guarding the lines particularly well. As Teasley hits a soft one at the Texas Leaguer out to center, but a great snag by Ciencio, who got on his horse to make that play. That was an over-the-shoulder catch and a great play there by Ciencio to end the inning. That's going to end the top half of the fifth. We'll be back with Colt 45's Baseball. You're listening on KCNR 1460.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans, to historic Tiger Field. We are here in the bottom of the fifth. Tonight's ball game brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. The 52s trot out Luis Pimentel here to start the fifth. He's going to face Jake Gozo to lead off this fifth inning. So it's going to be the 3-4-5 hitters. That first pitch was a fastball by Pimentel that Gozo was ahead of, and he chopped it foul down the third base side for strike one. Gozo on the season hitting 277. as he takes a questionable strike two call there. Looked like it was outside, but home plate umpire thought it was a strike and caught the zone. There's a high fastball there by Pimentel that was about eye level with Gozo, who's a tall fella. 4-1. Gozo tonight has reached both times. He singled to right in the first and has also been hit by a pitch. And here he hits a high fly ball. That's deep down the right field line. That is going, going, gone for Jake Gozo. Hold on. Wait a minute. The infield umpire is now saying that that ball was foul. I'm sitting and have a pretty good, I've got a pretty good angle down the right field line here. That ball didn't look to be foul at all. So the first base coach over there for the 45s talking to the infield umpire. And apparently we're not going to put up much of an argument. So that is one of the longest strikes I've ever seen. Or, well, he already had two strikes, so it keeps him alive. But that was almost the second straight game that Gozo hit a bomb down the right field line. As Gozo does a good job to get a piece of that one and foul it back to the screen to stay alive in this at-bat. Usually coming off a long strike like that, it's tough to refocus, but he was able to do that and stay alive. So Pimentel working out of the stretch. Delivers here as Gozo fouls that one into the mid of Nestari for strike three. So we went from a home run to a strikeout. And that's unfortunate there for Jake Gozo. That would have been his sixth home run on the season. And instead it's an out. So one down here in the top of the fifth, and that's going to bring up the first baseman, Mondo Rodriguez. That foul ball call is one to earmark here. It is a 6-3 game, but that's one to earmark. We might look back on that one at the end of the game and be like, that could have made the difference. Pimentel's first offering to Rodriguez misses outside for 1. Rodriguez so far tonight has walked, and he also popped to the shortstop, Carling. As he takes that fastball, that one also misses low and outside, so 2. So Pimentel falling behind here to Rodriguez. On deck is Carlson. As Rodriguez rips one down the third base line, but Gale was playing right on the line. Was able to snag it, made a high throw. Good play over there by Logan Hall at first base to get back down onto the bag, and they beat Rodriguez for out number 2. So Gale was... the infield grass here at Tiger Field is starting to get maybe a little long. That one really got caught up in the grass, because it was a pretty hard hit ball, but the grass definitely slowed it down, made it a bit easier for Gale, but he was playing in the exact right spot and was able to throw out Rodriguez at first. So that's going to bring up the third baseman, Carlson. He has one of the RBIs tonight for the 45s as he hit a single to left back in the third inning. Pimentel's first offering was a ball. Here comes his second offering. That's fouled by Carlson back to the screen. For strike one, so that evens the count at 1-1. An absolutely picture-perfect night here at Historic Tiger Field. Not quite as big of a crowd as last night. I imagine the heat had something to do with that. As there's a breaking ball there by Pimentel. That's the first breaking ball I've seen, and that one catches the outside corner. That was about belt high for strike two. So home plate umpire getting some jeers from the folks that have seats behind home plate. As now Carlson hits a fly ball to center field. Teasley charges in and is able to make that play. Pretty easy can of corn out there for Teasley, and that's going to end the fifth inning here. We're going to head to the sixth. You're 45's trailing 6-3. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Reading Kia and America's Best Value Summer Event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Reading Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Reading Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Reading Kia. Reading Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, ReadingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome to the sixth inning here, folks, of this second game of a three-game stint. The visiting Humboldt B-52s and your home team, Redding Colt 45's. 52s hold a 6-3 lead. We're going to start the top of the sixth here with Kyler Arenado. Paul Gallegos coming back out on the mound. Has been good, takes the first pitch, that's over to Carlson at third. He gathers, fires a strike over to Rodriguez at first, and that's 3 innings in a row that we have gone 1 pitch, 1 out. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. So here comes the DH, Aiden Morris. Morris so far, 1 for 3 on the evening. Excuse me, he did double to right and then had a RBI ground out back in the second inning. And he takes that first pitch. That was a fastball for ball one. Second offering is also a fastball that Morris swings over the top of. That evens the count at 1-1. On deck would be Tommy Gale. Aiden Morris had one of the three RBIs in last night's 3-2 victory over the 45s. As there's a delivery by Gallegos, that one must have missed just outside for ball two. 45's defense playing straight up here as there's a fastball that misses very high. And we've got some cheering coming from the B-52's dugout as they're trying to get into the head of Paul Gallegos, a bit of gamesmanship in the form of cheers for Aiden Morris. As there's a pitch that was fouled off, and that one actually caught Billy Plummer in the hand, in his throwing hand, back behind the plate, and as it was fouled back to the screen, but he shakes it off. He's okay. And that runs the count full here on Morris with one down in the top of the sixth. Gallegos delivers. That's a breaking ball. That one had Morris completely fooled as he swung over the top of that one for strike three.
Very angry indeed.
So that is the second strikeout for Gallegos so far, and that's going to bring up the third baseman, Tommy Gale. Gale takes the first pitch. 45s, he had checked his swing on that first offering. The 45's infield is all yelling down at the infield umpire to check the swing. He says he did not go around, so that's going to be ball one. Gallegos delivers here now. That's a fastball that bounced off the plate and got past Plummer for ball two. So Gale up here quickly, 2-0. Gale now takes that fastball and misses high. That one was about eye level for ball three. So Gallegos having a little bit of trouble finding the strike zone here against Tommy Gale, as that fastball misses inside for ball four. So Gallegos walks him on four pitches, and the 52s have a runner on with two down here in the sixth. And that's going to bring up the shortstop, Robbie Carling. Carling so far 0 for 2 tonight. He did walk back in the second. Gallegos working out of the stretch, throws back over to Gale, who's back in easily. The 52's dugout really getting active now. They're doing an awful lot of chatter over there. There's not much chatter anywhere else in the ballpark. The 45's fans here at Historic Tiger Field pretty quiet, as well as the infield and those in the dugout, as Gallegos delivers a fastball there that misses low for ball one. Now working quickly out of the stretch, he's going to deliver here. And that's flied out to center. Here comes Pritchard. He's moving in. Camps underneath it and makes the play for out number three. So good work by Gallegos again. Hopefully the bats pick him up here in the bottom half of the sixth. You're listening to the Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field, folks. We are here in the bottom half of the sixth in this matchup against the B-52s against your Colt 45s. There is some action down in the 52s bullpen, but Pimentel does come out to start this bottom half of the sixth, and he's going to start by facing Alec Cinieros, who takes a first-pitch fastball and fouls it down the third baseline and out of play for strike one. So if I'm not mistaken, Cinieros has swung at every first pitch that he's seen in all three of his at-bats tonight. And he's 0 for 2 so far, having struck out in the second and grounded in a fielder's choice in the third, but then rips one. That's into the gap in right center. Cinieros, that gets all the way to the wall. Cinieros on his horse is going to hustle into second. He's going to stand up, a stand-up double here for Cinieros to start off the bottom half of the sixth inning. And that is his first hit as a Colt 45. So congratulations to him. That's a good way to do it. Tonight's ballgame is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. I know as a father of two young kids, I very much appreciate that, Muse Concrete, so shout out to you. So that's going to bring up the catcher, Billy Plummer, who's 0 for 1 tonight, as he takes the first pitch and hits a slow roller to Carling at first, and they catch Cinieros, who is trying to advance to third. A simple toss over to Gale, and he is tagged out at third base, so that eliminates the runner in scoring position. Plummer obviously reaches first on the fielder's choice. But a bit of bad base running there by Siniaros. It wasn't not the best. We'll look at the glass half full side. That's going to bring up Max Werner, the left fielder. Werner so far tonight, 0 for 1, but he hits one that dives. That's past the diving hall at first and gets into right. It was a pretty slow hit ball, though, so Garcia was able to charge quickly. And Plummer just advances to second. Werner now first, so that's his first hit of the ball game. And that even heightens the poor base running decision by Siniaros before, because he would have scored on that hit. So, wherein it should be 6-4, it is still 6-3, but the 45s have an opportunity here with one down in the bottom of the sixth with runners on at first and second. That's going to bring up the second baseman, Mike Ciancio. Ciancio tonight, 0-for-1. He did walk back in the third. Takes the first pitch. That's a breaking ball. Looked like a slider that missed well outside for ball one. On deck would run it back to Lane Pritchard. Here's Pimentel. He delivers. That's going to be a foul ball down the right field line. We'll see if Hall has enough room. He is able to make the play. Great over-the-shoulder catch by Hall, the first baseman, who hustled into foul territory to make that play for out number two. So a great piece of defensive work by the B-52s. And Pimentel is going to be very thankful for that, because now he can just sit back and focus on Lane Pritchard, who's going to come up, even though there are two runners on. So Pritchard tonight, 2-for-3. And would love to put a ball in play. The left-hander up, waves his bat. That's a breaking ball that must have caught the very bottom of the zone for a called strike one. Pritchard not overly happy about that strike call. DeBrecht is on deck. Once again, DeBrecht, the leading RBI man for your 45 squad. But let's focus on Pritchard, who takes that fastball. That one also on the low end of the strike zone, but called strike two by the home plate umpire. Pritchard just turns, looks at him, and just simply says no. But that's not going to change the count. It's 0-2 here, two down, bottom of the sixth, as there's a fastball that misses up very high in the zone. Pimentel, I'm assuming, trying to get Pritchard to chase that one, but he laid off. 52 is not holding any of the runners on, so they've got decent-sized lead. Here's the offering to Pritchard, who hits a liner down the left field line. That slices foul. So, good poke there by Pritchard. He caught that one right square on the barrel of the bat. And that one would have gotten down in the corner. And I got to imagine probably would have scored two. But we'll do the 1-2 count over again, as we've got Nestari out there talking to Pimentel. As I can now let you know that the 52, the B-52s, who are holding on to a 6-3 lead, Teasley so far tonight, 2-for-4 with an RBI as he takes the first pitch there from Pittman. That one misses outside for ball one. Carlson at third base playing well off the line, as there's a fastball that misses well high for ball two here for Pittman. .45's defense straight away. We still hear, and there's a bouncing ball, though. That's DeBrecht to his left, and he misplayed the hop, and it bounces into center field. Out to Pritchard. They're probably going to call that one a hit. It was a tougher play for DeBrecht, but one that I thought he should have been able to make there. But nonetheless, that's a single for Teasley. That's his third hit of the night. And it's going to bring up Kyler Arenado, who turns to bunt, but then pulls it back as that fastball missed low for ball one. The cheering from the B-52s dugout continues. They seem like a very ambitious bunch. Pittman working out of the stretch. There's a bunt attempt that is fouled back to the screen. Teasley was on the move. Outfield playing straight away. Pritchard playing a little deeper than he has been playing so far this game. Once again, not a hint of breeze out here to be seen or felt. As Pittman steps off the rubber. And that chases Teasley back to the bag, but now he's back on out of the stretch. He delivers. Oh, they had a hit and run on. Arenado fouled it back to the screen. Teasley took off at first move there by Pittman. So the 52 is looking to be aggressive here, looking to add on an insurance run. Very similar to last night's ball game where they won 3-2. All the scoring so far tonight came in the top half of the sixth, or the top half of the second, where they put up six, excuse me. And for the 45s in the bottom half of the third, when they put up their three spot, as there was a fastball that missed inside. That evens the count 2-2. Nobody out here. Top of the eighth inning. Pittman delivers there. That's a fastball. That one misses low, and that's going to run it full. As you can hear, there's just some frustrating comments, some groans coming from the 45s fans here in the stands tonight. The 45s, it seems like they've done enough to be in a good position. Is that a fastball that misses well high and inside? Arenado had to duck out of the way, and that's going to be a walk issued by Kyler Arenado. And that's going to bring up Aiden Morris, who's only 1-for-3 tonight, but he's seeing the ball well. He's hit it hard multiple times. So the catcher Plummer actually walked out to talk to Pittman just to make sure they're on the same page. Infield now, double play depth, and there's a bunt attempt there by Morris that is mishandled by Plummer, and everybody's going to be safe. So the base is now loaded here, and that's going to be an error on the catcher. That's the 45's fifth error of the evening. That was a pretty easy play there by Plummer, and he just mishandled it. And so now here comes Tommy Gale, the third baseman. And he's got a golden opportunity here with the bases loaded, as there's a fastball, and he tried to take full advantage of it by hitting a grand slam, but he swung underneath the fastball for strike one. So Pittman has worked himself into a jam here, as there's still nobody down in the top of the eighth. Here's his delivery, and that's a fastball that misses well high to Tommy Gale. That evens the count 1-1. The 45's infield all the way on the infield grass. Going to be looking to make the play at home plate. Gale can hit something hard. He's got a good opportunity to get an RBI here as he fouls an off-speed pitch back and into the parking lot. So he finds himself down in the count 1-2. You got to imagine the 45's can't afford to allow any more runs here. So this is a very, very, very important at-bat here in the eighth inning, as there's a delivery by Pittman, and it's sharply hit to Carlson at third, who keeps it in front of him, throws home as they get the force at home. Good play by Plummer to make that catch. And they're able to get Teasley, who was coming home and dove in with a head-first slide. But a good job there by Carlson. He took that one off the chest. He didn't field it super clean, but knocked it down, threw it home for the out. So one down here. In the eighth inning, still with the bases loaded, that's going to bring up the shortstop, Robbie Carling. Carling tonight, 0-for-3. He has walked. Pittman once again is going to work out of the stretch. Carlson's still in on the bag as there's a breaking ball. There was a good stop there by Plummer to keep that one in front of him and almost nutmegged him there. But he's able to get the glove down, keep it in front of him. So Rodriguez at first, Carlson at third, both playing in. Middle infield playing in double play depth. So here's a fastball. That one's fouled. Going to be back and out of play. So Carling really trying to battle here. Pittman trying to dig in and get out of this inning without allowing any more runs as the 45s are down 6-3 here with only 6 outs remaining for them. As there's a breaking ball, that one missed low. 4-2, now 2-1. The B-52s have played solid tonight. You got to imagine the 45s have really just staring down at their foot and the multiple holes. And as there's a rip, that's deep to right center. Pritchard on his horse out there, dives for it, but is unable to reach it. And that goes all the way to the wall. Gozo there to throw it in. And they're going to wave Carling all the way. Oh, nope, they stop him at third. But that is a bases-clearing triple for Robbie Carling. He was at first getting the wave through by the third base coach for the 52s. And then as he rounded, he held him up because Gozo was able to make a strong throw from the warning track out there at the 370 pole in right center. But Carling caught all of that one. Pritchard did a good job to dive for it out there. He really got on his horse, had to cover a lot of ground, but was unable to come up with it. And your 45s now find themselves down 9-3 here in the bottom, or excuse me, in the top of the eighth inning. And that's going to bring up the catcher, Sam Nastari. So he takes the first pitch. That's a fastball. Low and inside for 1. So now the 45's infield with Carling at third. Now all playing in, all on the infield grass. Outfield straight away. Nastari awaits the pitch here. And he hits a chopper. That's in between DeBrecht and Carlson there. Between short and third, and bounces out for an RBI single for Sam Nastari. And the 52s have hit double digits. They're now up 10-3. And that's going to bring up the first baseman, the left-handed hitting, Logan Hall. So Pittman came in relief of Gallegos, who did a good job to stop the bleeding after he came in facing a 6-0 deficit. And Pittman immediately got himself in a jam and remains there as Hall swings through that fastball for strike one. Rodriguez holding on Nastari over there at first. Now the infield playing at regular depth. As there's a poke, that's into left field. It drops in front of Werner, and that's going to be a single for Logan Hall. And now the 52s have runners at first and second, and there is still only one down here in the top of the eighth. And the wheels are coming off for the 45s. That's going to bring up James Garcia. Garcia 0-2 on the night. As he takes a fastball, that one misses low and outside for 1. So you got to imagine the 45s are going to have to muster up some form of miracle in the bottom of the eighth and the bottom of the ninth to get back into this one. As there's another fastball that misses outside. It's now 2-0 as we've got Ciancio, the second baseman, who's going to come in and talk to Pittman and try to calm him down and dial him back in. Pittman's thrown 24 pitches so far in relief. Only has one out to show for it. And he's evenly split 12 strikes and 12 balls so far. 52s have 10 hits on the evening. That matches their 10 runs as there's a fastball that catches the outside part of the plate for strike one. That one was at the knees. So 2-1 here against Garcia. Pittman working out of the stretch. Garcia waits. There's the delivery, and that hit Pittman right on the elbow. Right on the elbow. He is wearing a an elbow pad. He's got a bit of a guard on there. And he was able to take it. And that's going to load the bases here for the 52s. So Pittman really struggling, and now we've got some action down there in the 45's bullpen. That looks like it might be number 20. That might. Oh, no, it's number 49. That looks like Jake Parent that's getting warmed up down there. But first at hand, we've got David Ortiz as he rips the first pitch he sees to the Brecht. It short hops him and heads into left field. And that's going to score two more for the 52s. And that's going to be a two RBI single, because that would have been a tough play for DeBrecht. I don't think that's going to be an error there on DeBrecht. Was a tough play, as it was a liner that was diving sharply and just caught him on a short hop. And that is going to end Rance Pittman's night. He comes in, only pitches a third of an inning and gives up six runs. And we'll be right back. We've got this pitching change. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back, Colt 45 fans. We have completed the pitching change. Jake Parent, number 49, the big right-hander out of the bullpen for the 45s. Now on the hill, he only threw a couple warm-up pitches, so we're actually coming back in. Daniel Teasley's up the top of the order for the 52s, and it is a 1-1 count. As there is a breaking ball that Teasley hits sky-high into left field. That's Werner. He camps under it and throws it in for out number two. So good work by Parent to come out and get that quick first out. That's always nice when you come into a jam like he did, with runners on at first and second, only one down, and six plated for the 52s in this half inning. So that's going to bring up Kyler Arenado, who walked earlier in this inning. He's getting his second go-round. He awaits for Parent's delivery, and there it is. That's a fastball. That one misses inside for ball one. So you can feel all of the wind has been taken out of the 45 sails here. We'll have to see if they can get some life back with the bats in the bottom half of this eighth inning. As Parent delivers here, that's a fastball. That one misses low for ball two, so quickly falls behind 2-0 here. Arenado tonight, 1-for-4. But he does have two RBIs. Looking to add to that total here. Parent working out of the stretch. It comes set. And here's the delivery. And that's a fastball that misses well inside as Arenado had to dip out of the way. And it is now 3-0. It's hard to pinpoint where exactly this game went wrong. Obviously the sixth run, second inning, but I have a feeling it was more of the defensive errors on the back, like that would happen behind James Humphrey, that really threw things askew for the 45s, and they are now up to 5 of them in this game. As Parent walks Arenado there on 4 pitches, and that's going to bring up Aiden Morris. Aiden Morris reached on an error by Billy Plummer, the catcher, earlier in this inning, and now sees the bases full of 52s with 2 down here, top of the 8th, and a 12-3 lead. And he hits a fly ball. That's out to right. Gozo on his horse back about 5-6 feet in front of the warning track and hauls in that one. So the 52s plate 6. We'll see what the 45s can do here. We're going to be heading to the bottom of the 8th. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Coming to the historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen, it's an Annie sing-along party, and you're invited. It's the movie musical with all the words on the screen, a great opportunity to slap on a curly red wig and sing your heart out with the rest of the audience. It's the Annie sing-along party at the Cascade Theater, Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get your tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. My tuber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Locally owned and operated since 1982, Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. We are here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. The 52s just put up a 6 spot. They've got 2 separate times they've put up a 6 spot against the 45s tonight. And they find themselves with a 12-3 lead. Your 45s are going to try to get back in this thing, starting with number 30, Max Werner here, who is going to be facing Tommy Castro. So Werner steps in, takes the first pitch. That's a fastball that misses low for ball one. Max so far tonight, 1-for-2. He did single in his last at-bat out to right field. He's waving his bat as here comes the delivery, and he swings through that fastball there by Castro. That evens the count at 1-1. So if the 45s are going to find themselves back in this game, if they're going to find a way to get back into it, it's going to start with some base runners and going to start with some base hits. Werner awaits. Here's the delivery. That's a fastball, and he rips that out to right center. That's out in the gap, and it gets down and hops against the wall. Here goes Werner. He's on his horse, and that's going to be a stand-up double there for Max Werner. A good piece of hitting. That one was right out in the gap at the 370 light pole out there. Two-hop the wall. So a good start for the 45s, and there's a little bit of life there. And that's going to bring up number 38, your second baseman, Mike Ciancio.
Now batting, number 38,
Mike. The 45s have had a lot of chances tonight with runners in scoring position. Haven't been able to capitalize on very many of them. Ciancio with the opportunity to change that as he's very late on that first offering, which was a fastball. And that's out into the parking lot. So that's going to be strike one. 52's defense playing straight away. Tommy Gale at third base playing one step back behind the bag. Outfield also straight away. There's a delivery to Ciancio, and that one catches him on the elbow. Ciancio and Nestari exchanged some words. Nestari wasn't happy. Looked like he thought Ciancio might have leaned into that one. Ciancio was also wearing the protective pad on his left elbow. As here comes one of the coaches for the B-52s. There is somebody warming up down in the bullpen down there. Looks like it might be number 24. Yep, that would be number 24. That's Josh Davis. This is just a simple coaching opportunity. I think that the coach saw that Ciancio and Nestari were jawing at each other and just wants to tell them that, hey, let's just finish this thing out. We've got a 9-run lead. Let's just do our work and get out of here. So that's going to bring up Lane Pritchard, your center fielder. He's 2-for-4 tonight. He's got two singles. Opportunity here with two runners on. He swings through that one. That was a fastball. 4-1. He lost his balance. He swung so hard at that one. Ended up actually on top of the plate. As Castro is working out of the stretch here, nobody holding the 45s runners on as they take pretty good leads. Pritchard looks in here, watches that one. That one was just on the outside, off the outside corner, excuse me. 4-1. So 1-1 here. We've got DeBrecht on deck for the 45s. Here's the offering to Pritchard, and that's right to the first baseman, Hull, who throws it over to second. That was Carling that was covering, and they're able to get the force at second, but that's all, as it wasn't a great throw there by Hull, and almost drew Carling off the bag, but he was able to hang in there. So that's going to be the first out here of the inning for the 45s. And that's going to bring up DeBrecht with runners on the corners in a 12-3 ball game. Jake Gozo sitting on deck. Hull now deciding to hold Pritchard on over at first. Pritchard with good speed. They don't want him to just easily take second base and put two runners in scoring position here. DeBrecht so far tonight, 1-for-4. He does have two RBIs, and he takes that fastball high and inside for 1. Once again, so this is what the 45s were looking for. They needed runners on. They needed to put the ball in play. They've done that so far. They just need to be able to capitalize and get some of these guys across the plate. As there's another fastball, that one misses well high for 2. Looks like Josh Davis down there in the bullpen for the 52s is ready. He's just kind of standing and walking around. He's not even throwing any pitches. No action in the bullpen for the 45s. As DeBrecht hits a bouncing ball to third, that's Gale over to Arenado at second. They get the force there. His throw over to first to Hull was high. and got away and went towards and bounding off of the dugout of the B-52s, and that allows Mike Ciancio to score from third. So it's a 12-4 ball game. And now with two down and a runner on first, Jake Gozo is going to get his shot at it.
Number 13, right fielder, Jake Gozo.
So Gozo tonight, 2-for-3. Castro working out of the stretch here. Gozo waving his bat, awaits the offering. There it is. It's a high fastball inside for ball one. Castro has been pounding the inside part of the plate on any hitter that he's faced so far tonight. DeBrecht with a small lead off of first. Hall holding him on over there, even with two down. The rest of the 52's defense straight away. As Gozo swings through that one, fouls it off back behind the home plate. That evens the count 1-1. Mondo Rodriguez hustling back there from the on-deck circle to grab that foul ball. Gozo awaits here, and then rips one. That's into right center. That's going to get down in front of Garcia. It was hit so sharply, though, that DeBrecht was only able to advance up to second, so a very sharply hit ball there by Gozo. And that's his third hit of the ball game. He's reached base four out of the five times he's gotten to the plate. And it's just what the doctor ordered for the 45s. So that's going to bring up Rodriguez here with a shot. With runners on first and second. Rodriguez so far tonight, 0-for-2. He has walked twice as he swings at a high fastball there, but that one was fouled back to the net. This time it's Carlson's turn to run back and pick up that foul ball. Rodriguez still looking for his first hit as a 45. No better time than the present as he awaits. And he swings over the top of that one. That was a foul ball. That one also fouled back to the screen. And he finds himself in an 0-2 hole. Castro up to 26 pitches. 14 of them have been strikes, 12 balls. 45s matching the 10 hits by the 52s with 10 of their own. The big difference, obviously, in the run column, also in the error column, but in the opposite direction for the 45s. They've got a 6 in that column. As there was a fastball there by Castro that missed well high. For ball one, so Rodriguez is going to have to protect here and look to put the ball in play. With a 1-2 count, nobody holding on the runners. As he does there, that's a fly ball. That's out to right. But it's right at Garcia, who hauls it in for out number 3, and that ends the opportunity there for the 45s. They do plate one. It's a 12-4 ball game, folks. We're headed to the ninth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generation Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460, Archive shows at GenerationsTalkRadio.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to the ninth inning, folks. Tonight's ball game is brought to you by Muse Concrete, locally owned and operated since 1982. Muse Concrete has been devoted to giving back and getting involved in the community. They strive to create a positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. Jake Parent back out on the bump to finish out the ninth inning here for the 45s. He starts off by facing number 19. That's the third baseman, Tommy Gale. The first pitch was low for ball one. The second offering is a foul ball back into the library parking lot. That's going to even it up at 1-1. If the 45s want any chance at all here as they find themselves down 12-4, they're going to need a quick inning. And that was a foul ball. It kind of froze Tommy Gale. He kind of got stuck. He couldn't bail out, but couldn't hold in there and wear it. And it was a breaking ball and ended up hitting the bottom of the bat for a foul ball. So that runs the count to 1-2. Jake Parent here delivers, and there's a fastball that he spins out of the way, but he couldn't check his swing there for Tommy Gale, and that's strike three. So there's the first strikeout for Jake Parent. And that's going to bring up, looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter here. Oh, nope, that's going to bring up number 21, that's Robbie Carling. As the first pitch is a fastball that gets behind, we do have a new catcher in play back there. I'm not quite sure who it is. His chest protector, where it clips in, I can't see the number that it is. When I figure that out, I'll let you know. But here's Carling with a 1-0. Easy takes low for ball two, now 2-0. And you can tell some of the fans here at Historic Tiger Field starting to head for the exits as the 45s are down 8 and in danger of dropping the first two games as there's a fly ball out to right center. Gozo going back, leaps up as that ball, oh no, he made the catch. Couldn't tell. There was no reaction by the umpire, no reaction by Gozo. He had to leap up, and he was on the warning track and made that play. I'm not sure if it would have gone out, but it certainly would have flown into the wall. So a great defensive play out there by Gozo for the second out here in the ninth, and that's going to bring up number 25, Sam Nastari. Parent working quickly here. There's a fastball delivery. It bounces in the dirt for ball one. Parent now working out of the set, delivers. That's another fastball that gets by the catcher. That one five hold him and gets all the way back to the screen. For ball number two. We're still trying to figure out who that new catcher is. It looks like it might be number four, but I don't have that on the roster, so I can't quite tell you. As there's another fastball there by Parent that misses low for ball three. So Sam Nastari going to be taking all the way here, and it misses low for ball four. Nastari hustles down the line as the new catcher hustles back there. That looks like maybe that's a number three. Maybe that's a number three. And if that is, that would be Logan Gomes that's back there as the new catcher for the 45s. And here comes Logan Hall. Logan Hall so far tonight is 1-for-2. He's walked. He's been hit. He also laid down a sack bunt back in the seventh, and he fouls the first offering from Jake Parent back to the screen for strike one. Parent now working out of the stretch, delivers, and that one's fouled back to the netting as well. So Parent quickly ahead here, 0-2. So the 45s, going to have to put together a rally of all rallies in the bottom of the ninth if they want any chance here. They're down 12-4, as there's the offering by Parent that misses well outside. And that's ball one. But looking forward to tomorrow's game, you got to imagine the 45s really just need to shore up defensively. Anytime you have six errors, if there's a breaking ball, that misses outside for ball two, 2-2. Anytime you have six errors in a ball game, you don't expect to win that ball game. There's no chance. So defensively, they're going to have to come in a bit more sharp, as there's a grounder to Ciancio, who moves to his right, tosses over to Rodriguez at first, and that's going to end the inning. So we're going to head to the bottom half of the ninth here, folks. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Renting Kia, and America's best value summer event. Now extended through June with some of the best deals on wheels.
Like the 50-mile-per-gallon 2018 Kia Niro Hybrid. The Niro has set a new standard in hybrid technology, and it is beyond comfortable.
Renting Kia has a great selection this month, and you're invited to take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving money right now.
The 2018 Kia Soul remains one of the North State's favorite crossovers, and over 1 million have hit the road in the USA since being introduced in 2010. Get yours today in your favorite designer color, including the new Caribbean Blue.
And don't miss your chance to save on the new 2019 all-wheel drive Kia Sorento and the completely redesigned 2019 Kia Rio.
Every new Kia from Redding Kia comes with complimentary no-cost oil changes and tire rotations.
The best deals this month are at America's Best Value Summer Event at Redding Kia. Redding Kia Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Ends June 30th, 2018.
Hi, I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and in 2000 I opened the House of Conscious Living Yoga. We offer a variety of styles attending to the needs of all students. Our faculty consists of yoga therapists and health professionals. Conscious Living Yoga meets each student right where they are, and safety is always a priority. We offer weekly classes, class series, and workshops in addition to private sessions. Visit ConsciousLivingYoga.com for the online schedule, costs, and other interesting information.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, Colt 45's fans. We are here in the second game of a three-game homestand against the Humboldt B-52s. The B-52s are currently up 12-4, and we've had a pitching change. That's going to be number 24, Josh Davis, coming in. He's going to be looking to close this thing out for the 52s. It will take a Herculean-type effort from the 45s to get back into this one, as the 52s are still out there warming up. Davis is going to be throwing his last warm-up pitch here. There's the throwdown. For your 45s, if the magic is going to happen, it's going to start with your 4, 5, and 6 hitters. It's going to start with Mondo. Oh, excuse me. It's going to be 5-6-7. It's going to start with Erik Karlsson. So Nestari out to talk to Davis to make sure they're on the same page before they get started here. Karlsson doing a little house cleaning duty in the right-handed hitter's box. And now he steps in. Davis is working out of the stretch. And here we go, bottom of the ninth. Here's the first delivery, and that's a fastball that misses outside for ball one. So once again, the 45s just haven't been able to put a full game together. In the first game last night, the hitting wasn't there. The pitching was there, but the hitting wasn't there. Tonight, the hitting was there, and the pitching and the defense wasn't there. 45s have 10 hits tonight, matching the 10 by the 52s. So hopefully in tomorrow's ball game, which is going to be the finale of this three-game stint, they're able to put it all together. As Davis so far, in three pitches, has not been able to find the strike zone. And Carlson is just going to be looking to get on base. We'll be taking all the way here with a 3-0 count. And here comes the delivery by Davis, and that one is low for ball four. So the first batter that he faces, he walks on four pitches. And that's going to bring up Alex Cineros, who is your designated hitter. Alec got his first hit as a 45 tonight. That was back in the sixth. He hit a very sharp double out to right center. He steps in. He's actually using a wood bat that's painted blue as Davis throws over to first to chase Carlson back with a 12-4 lead. Typically, you'd just attack the hitter here, but Davis wanted to get his money's worth. Delivers. Cineros takes that fastball. That's in there for strike one. So the 52's middle infield playing in double play depth, outfield straight away. Tons of room down the lines if Cineros wants to turn on one, but he takes that fastball. That's outside, and that's going to be ball one. On deck. Looks like we might have a pinch hitter on deck, as there's a foul ball there by Cineros. That went directly over my head here on the third base side of the bleachers. So it's now 1-2. As soon as I can see the number of the pinch hitter here, I will let you know who we got. As Davis throws a breaking ball in there that misses well outside. Good stop there by Nassari behind the plate, who's been active to keep it in front, and that keeps Carlson at first base. So 2-2 here. Cineros with an open stance. As he takes that fastball, that one must have missed outside as well. And that's going to run the count full here. So Davis so far, he's already thrown 9 pitches, but 7 of them have been balls. So he could really use a strike here. And it misses. That's going to be low and outside. So back-to-back walks issued by Davis. And the 45s have a little something working here with runners on at first and second. And that is going to bring up, we had the defensive change in the last inning, and I can now confirm with all absoluteness that it is number 3. That's Logan Gomes. So he's going to be in here batting for Billy Plummer. And he takes the first pitch. That one's outside and misses low for ball one. Gomes awaits. There's another fastball. That one misses outside too. And now Nestor is going to go out and talk to Davis, who is really having some trouble locating here. And actually, here comes the pitching coach for the 52s as well. They're going to talk it over. It's got to be something mechanical, I would assume, or maybe it's something as much as just telling Davis, hey, just throw strikes and let the defense work behind you, as I'm not lying. Teasley out there in center field during this break is doing push-ups. So good for him. He's got a good pump going on. I'm proud of him. Sun's out, guns out, even though it's 17 past 10 o'clock here in Reading, and it is dark. So here's Gomes. He takes that pitch. Whatever they said in that meeting worked, because that was a fastball that was in there for a strike, so it's now 2-1. We do have Mike Ciancio on deck. Here's Gomes awaits. He has a very open stance. As he fouls that pitch back, that's behind home plate. So back-to-back strikes has us now at a 2-2 count. Davis working out of the stretch, looks in for the sign. Here it comes. Gomes awaits. There's the delivery, and he's late on that fastball and swings through it for strike three. So Davis bounces back with three straight strikes for the first out here in the ninth. And that's going to bring up, number 30, Max Werner, the left fielder, who's 2 for 3 tonight as he takes the first pitch and fouls it right to Ciancio, who's in the on-deck circle, makes a one-handed play. So Werner down 0-1. Bale at third base for the 52s, playing about even with the bag. The rest of the defense straight away. Werner waits. Here comes Davis's delivery. That's a fastball that gets away from Nestares. It was too far outside, and both runners are going to advance for the 45s. So still some signs of life here. I mean, you can't rule out anything. Davis has been trouble locating. As a matter of fact, the 52s are sending a couple guys down to the bullpen to start getting loose. Let's see. That looks like it's number 22. And number 22 is not on their roster. I don't see it. So as soon as I figure out who that is, I'll let you know. But Davis does bounce back there with a fastball that was in there for a strike. So that's strike two. So now 1-2. Davis comes set. Here comes the delivery. As he got Werner to swing through that fastball. So strike three. So good job by Davis to bounce back. He strikes out back-to-back batters. And that's going to bring up Ciancio, and your 45s are down to their last out.
Now number 38,
so Ciancio tonight is 0 for 2, but he has reached base twice with a walk and got hit by a pitch. And he takes the first pitch there. That bounces off of Davis. Grabbed by Carling, who throws over. And just in time to get Ciancio, and that is your ball game, folks. The 52s winning the second straight against your Colt 45s, this time in convincing fashion with a 12-4 win. Your 45s dropped the first two of this three-game series. We'll be right back with some post-game. You are listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Everyday Fitness and Training is Redding's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated, featuring 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Located at 2345 Athens Avenue, Everyday Fitness offers over 35 classes per week, included in membership, along with Silver Sneakers memberships and classes. We offer corporate discounts to first responders, active duty military, and U.S. veterans. Sign up now for a free week pass at edfitness.com.
Enjoy a vacation unlike any other with Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina on Shasta Lake. Not only do we have houseboat and toy rentals, but we also offer a number of convenient resort services. How about a big country breakfast or an all-you-can-eat salad bar overlooking the harbor at the Harbor Cafe? Moor your boat at the Boating Marina, where we have over 400 boat slips in all sizes. Call 238-2383 to reserve your Holiday Harbor vacation today.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back, Colt 45s fans. Tonight's ball game, your 45s fall to the visiting Humboldt B-52s, 12-4. Pimentel ends up getting the win for the 52s. The loss for the 45s goes to the starting pitcher, James Murphy, who only lasted an inning and a third. The top hitter, really, for the 52s was David Ortiz, their nine hitter. He went 2-for-5 tonight. He did have four RBIs. Gallegos did a good job for the 45s coming in relief of Murphy, but as unfortunately they were undone in the eighth inning when Pittman came in and also gave up a sixth spot in that inning as well. The shining highlight for the 45s offensively was DeBrecht, who adds to his team-leading RBI total as he had three RBIs tonight. I mentioned it earlier, moving forward, you got to just focus on tomorrow's ball game, try to get one out of this three-game homestand, and the 45s are somehow going to have to find a way to put pitching and defense and hitting all together because they've run into a really solid 52s team. In the very first game, the hitting wasn't there, but the pitching was and the defense was. Tonight, the pitching wasn't there, the defense wasn't there, as the 45s had six errors tonight, which, I mean, really the majority of them just seemed mental as well. They were very simple plays, just not mentally sharp for the 45s tonight. So they'll look for a bounce back tomorrow. We've got I believe it's a 6:15 first pitch tomorrow night, so we will see you tomorrow. I want to thank you all for hanging in with me. You have been listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
A lot of leaders don't really see eye to eye with the president. One thing they see eye to eye on, they agree that Europe has to start building up their own defense, and even the NATO Supreme Commander says, listen, this President Trump is the only one to get these countries to pay attention. So they're paying 1.4% of their GDP towards military. In general, the Germans want to build up their military, especially if they saw what happened in Crimea and the Ukraine, and they're having trouble recruiting. How do you handle that?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, part of it has to do with national leadership. And if you don't talk about the military in a positive way, if you don't talk about what its contribution is to the country, if you don't hold it in high regard and give it the kind of esteem that it deserves to have, then there's a propensity for people not to want to serve because they don't see a sense of purpose that identifies them with the country. And so that's the problem I have throughout Europe, to be frank. I think a lot of the leaders there are feckless, and they're not willing to stand up to their people and encourage their people. The problem we have in Europe, ever since the social democracies came into being, they focus inward on themselves so much so that the leaders, and Henry Kissinger was the first one to point it out to me, he said, General, you got to understand something. He said, even the European leaders can no longer appeal to their people, not only to help somebody outside the country, even to defend themselves. He said, that's the paralysis that we have in these countries. So it's not surprising what you're pointing out is that the Germans' propensity to serve their country is not what it should be.
All right. Lastly, the Pentagon's now got to get involved in the border. They're asked to convert some military bases to house these kids and families, whatever the case may be, and bring in beds. Are they ready?
Oh, yeah. This is something we can do. Listen, anything on a large scale logistically, the United States military can handle it. One, it's got the leaders who know how to do big things very quickly. So we have the facilities, and we have the manpower, and we have caring, compassionate manpower. I mean, if we could go off and deal with human disasters all over the world, we can certainly help people in our own country. And we've got the capability to do that. And it's not that it's not going to be easy, certainly, but the capacity is there, and we've got caring people to do it.
Whose budget does that come out of?
Oh, it's likely going to come out of the defense budget. They may be able to ask for some extra money from OMB. That'll be seen, but that's probably money coming out of the defense budget.
So, again, that's money.
Yeah.
We're doing
got
that
it
right at home.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you believe with this DACA provision, with you get the six, the 1.6 or the 800,000, do you believe if you have a military component to it, if they sign up for the military, do you believe that could be a way to expedite the citizenship? Would you be for that?
Yeah, certainly I would be before that. And we already do that with people who are not citizens. If they're willing to join the United States military, volunteer obviously to be a part of it, there's no conscription, then that's a pathway for their citizenship. We do that today.
So, yeah, if it's in the DACA thing, you'd be glad
I'd be
for that.
100% for it.
All right. Overall, the Secretary Mattis, Bolton axiom with how they're getting along with Pompeo, this triumvirate. I know you were friends with McMaster. How are these guys getting along as opposed to the other three?
Well, first of all, I think they're getting along fine. I mean, I don't ask them how they're getting along with each other, but I just observe what's taking place. President Trump, he drives foreign policy. He drove it when the other players were there, when Secretary Tillerson and HR was there. He drives it to this day. And that's the fact, and they'll tell you that right out front. And the American people shouldn't make any mistakes about that. They're there to assist the president accomplish his agenda. They give him advice, and they're very, very capable people. And they're clear-eyed about what's going on with North Korea. They're clear-eyed about what's happening with the Russians. They're clear-eyed about what's going on with China. And right. We can trust their judgment.
General Jack Keane, thanks so much. 1-866-408-7669. We'll take some calls. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Don't move.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It only comes once a year. Today is the final day to enjoy carnival rides, fair food, view the exhibits, and stroll the grounds where you'll see crazy, wacky magicians, side-splitting comedy, and hypnotist Tyson. Come support our local youth at the KRCR Junior Livestock Auction and bid on premium animals hand-raised as 4-H and FFA projects supporting agricultural education for future generation, plus auto racing in the grandstand. Come join us for the last day at the Shasta District Fair.
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The nation's air traffic controllers went on strike on August 3, 1981, grounding about 7,000 daily flights. 3 days later, President Ronald Reagan took an unprecedented move to break the strike. He fired all 12,000 air traffic controllers in retaliation.
Let me read the solemn oath taken by each of these employees. I am not participating in any strike against the government of the United States or any agency thereof. It is for this reason that I must tell those who fail to report for duty this morning, they are in violation of the law, and if they do not report for work within 48 hours, they have forfeited their jobs and will be terminated.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Fox on Love with Ashley Papa.
One of the most important wedding traditions are the vows. Kristen Rocco, founder of Love Notary, says couples should start thinking about what they want to say to their future spouse early in the planning process.
So it's actually become more common now in modern day marriages to write your own personal vows because it actually gives each person the opportunity to speak straight from their heart why their person is the one they want to spend the rest of their life with. So that's actually where I would start. Examine that question. Why do you want to spend the rest of your life with your significant other?
Throughout the months leading up to the wedding day, Rocco suggests keeping a notepad handy so you can jot down everything your partner does that makes you love them.
You should make your wedding vows personal, but there's also a limit. So know what's too personal for the intimate atmosphere of your wedding ceremony. The other thing I say to stay away from is inside jokes.
Wedding vows are some of the most meaningful words ever spoken between you and your sweetie. With Fox on Love, I'm Ashley Papa.
The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
We were patrolling the border. It was after 10 o'clock at night.
That is Border Patrol agent Carlos Ruiz, who says he was the first to encounter Sandra Sanchez and her young daughter after they allegedly crossed the Rio Grande River into Texas illegally.
We asked her to set the kid down in front of her, not away from her. She was right in front of her. And so we can properly search the mother. So the kid immediately started crying as he set it down. I personally went up to the mother and asked her, are you doing okay? Is the kid okay? And she said, yes. She's tired and thirsty. It's 11 o'clock at night.
Wow. So Carlos Ruiz just explained, and this is a CBS story. They went up to a little girl that seen crying on the cover of the New York Times and now the cover of Time Magazine. And they said, went up to the mom and said, listen, can you tell me the story? Like, why was she crying? And what they were doing is patting down the mom. They're still together. Now they took this girl out of context. They said, this is the symbol of the President Trump's callousness of separating families at the border. They totally misportrayed what this girl was crying about. And I do know this. When I went to TSA and the kids were little, when you have to walk through individually, they cry. When they see the moms go through or they're delayed or vice versa, the kids get upset, especially a 2 or 3 year old. Joining us now, also a parent, Kennedy, famous, the same Kennedy. You're the same Kennedy from FBN, right?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Why? Do you know something I don't?
Yeah. No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Yes. FBN.
Right. Right. Kennedy, what's your take on the reality of CBS getting to the bottom of why that girl was crying?
I'm glad they did. I mean, I'm glad there's clarification on this story because it's funny because if it is a manufactured story, and I don't believe that it is, I think this is the result of bad policy. And I'm one of those people, I agree with a lot of the Republicans and Democrats, although I'm neither, that separating parents from kids is a bad idea. And you feel horrible for these children. And when kids are left ultimately unsupervised, they do get lice and very sad. Having said that, when you make the story as alarming and hysterical as you possibly can, that means that you are fanning a crisis that requires a solution.
Right.
And if Democrats don't step up and aid in that solution, they're making it worse. And it shows that they're not actually concerned
right.
about the crisis they were hysterical about in the first place.
I guess my point is, yeah, when you separate a parent and child, number one, let's say in some of those cases, it's not the parent. Some of them are escorts or coyotes or have been paid.
Some of them, but let's stop acting like that's 85%.
No, but let's say,
that's also dishonest.
No, but some of them are.
Okay.
Not their parent.
Yeah.
Like,
you know what it's really easy to do? You know what it's really easy to do, and TSA does this, when you fly with your kids. My kids are young enough that they don't have ID, so they'll ask them their names and their ages, and parents are not allowed to answer. So if you're telling a kid to give a fake name, kids crack pretty quick. It's really easy to get to the bottom of a story.
But then you have to question them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you
so
know what? That doesn't mean you separate them and house them and
right.
let them sleep in a different facility.
But it doesn't seem to be the case with this kid that uses a symbol on Time and the New York Times.
No, she's like any two-year-old whose mom puts her down, she starts
right.
crying.
Carlos Ruiz goes on from CBS, Cut 15.
They're using it to symbolize a policy, and that was not the case on this picture. It took less than 2 minutes. As soon as the session was finished, she immediately picked the girl up, and the girl immediately stopped crying.
So I also, looking back at this, the genesis of this, they said it, you know, was announced in May, but really decided in April.
Mm-hmm.
Out of everybody, if you have Jeff Sessions, John Kelly, President Trump, and Steve Miller,
mm-hmm.
who's the one with the most political experience?
Sessions.
So as you could be as hardcore, as easy on the borders as you want. You got to have that other part of your brain that goes, okay, this is what I want. And this is how it'll look.
Yeah, Stephen Miller is...
not political.
He's not political. He's not particularly socially adept. That's a very kind way of putting it. Thank you very much. And he doesn't care about optics. He doesn't care about the way things look. There are two kinds of people. There are people who want to be right, and there are people who want to be liked. And politicians usually want to be liked. People behind the scenes, policy nerds, tend to want to be right.
So Jeff Sessions should have the depth
Jeff
of political
Sessions
knowledge.
Jeff Sessions should be nowhere
he should
near
be like, right.
The Department of Justice or anywhere where he can influence and
here's an example.
Make people's lives misery.
There's President Trump, when he comes to trade, that's him. Clearly, it's him. Instincts on relationships and make those statements after with Kim Jong-un, that's him. But when you say, hey, listen, I got to get tougher on the border, Jeff, what ideas do you have? Yeah, well, that's why you have me, Mr. President. This is what I'm saying, combined with Steve Miller, who basically, Miller broke in with Sessions.
Yeah.
So then John Kelly, who knows politics, who's in Southern Command and Homeland Security, he goes, he thought about doing this last year. So you need somebody to come in who knows politics to go, whoa, 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 whoa. I agree with you, we've got to crack down on the border. I agree with you, we've got to shut out the magnet. This is not the way.
No.
And for Jeff Sessions to quote the Bible after and think that that's going to be his
Jeff
out.
Sessions, I think that Kirstjen Nielsen's doing a horrible job. I think Kirstjen Nielsen is doing an awful job. She's doing a bad job. She seems disingenuous. She's not doing a good job articulating whatever the policy is. And when it comes out of her mouth, it sounds like either incompetence or propaganda. I don't understand how she has a job. When John Kelly was the head of Homeland Security, I don't think something like this would have happened. And I think that's why he's the chief of staff now, because he was organized
right.
and steady.
I actually like Kirstjen Nielsen. I don't think she's done a bad job. I think that she is implementing a program that John Kelly wants, that when she worked underneath him, that Trump says, ideally, I'd like to have, that someone, and the chief of staff traditionally is so politically savvy, the Andy Collards of the world saying, hey, Mr. President, this looks bad. Get off the plane. You got to get roll up
Rahm
your sleeves.
Yeah, Rahm Emanuel was nothing if not a political
awesome.
Animal.
He was awesome. He understood it. He actually recommended President Obama not do Obamacare. He's like, don't do that first, whatever you do. And then he looked like the bad guy, so he left.
Yeah.
Yeah, should have immigration. So to me, now's the time to say, okay, we're gonna run on Trump separated women and children in November.
It's the easiest thing to
right?
do.
Right, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
So let's go solve it.
You know why that's so easy? You know why that's such a win for the Democrats? Because no one has the nards to fix it. Neither party. They can't. It's too complicated. There's too much chaos, and they cannot agree on basic points. They'll never fix it. It's the easiest thing in the world to find one aspect of it to completely exploit. But, you know, and this is the administration's fault. They allowed an area that was so exploitable, and that is such a bad idea.
So the president
horrible optics and a god awful explanation of the program.
So what I don't get is that so we have our people, we have so many homeless people, we have so many people on the street. Psychologically, we have no room to keep people, so they're on the street. So, you know, if they had a place to go, they don't even know a place to go. We have all these other people, opioid addiction. We don't have the insurance to keep them past 30 days. We have legitimate social issues in this country. And can I mention we're $20 trillion in debt? Now, as much as we have compassion for people and we give aid to other countries, now we have to go pay to set up tent cities and convert Walmarts for people coming into our country.
Oh, so you're saying that throwing more government at bad government policies doesn't work? It's the first I'm hearing of it.
Right. I just don't. So,
of course not. I mean,
so
these are layers and layers of bureaucracy that just goes to show.
But it's not even for our people.
No.
It's not for our citizens.
You know, there are, well, neither are wars. But that's where we end up spending trillions of dollars. And that's one of the president's frustrations is, you know, you go and you see that we start wars in places like Iraq and spend a bunch of money and a bunch of people die. And then we have to fix everything there. And, you know, we've got an ongoing presence in Afghanistan and Iraq and all over the Middle East. And then you've got this country turning into a third world country because no one can stop spending and we are spread so thin. And at some point, someone in charge has to wake up and realize this is not the function of government. If you want to help people, perhaps it's not through social services. Perhaps that's the worst way to do it. And you actually create more poverty and more people suffer.
Well, now we're at the situation. Everything you said, it's hard to argue. And I don't want to, but I would probably be a better show if I did. But I can't. It's too good a point. But having said that, now people are marching through facilities that from citizens of another country are now in, judging the Trump administration on how well they're treating them. So we have kids, sadly, who are put in impossible situations.
It's a bad situation, but you know you have to do the cost-benefit analysis. What's worse? Where you came from? Because the woman who had the two-year-old, her husband did an interview and was like, I didn't want her to go. I asked her not to go. But she insisted on going. She paid a coyote $6,000, got on a raft, crossed the Rio Grande with her child because apparently where she is. And, you know, there are places that used to be beautiful, wonderful hamlets of paradise. And now they are hellholes. And it sucks. Like, they're bad places with
right.
You know, bad people in charge who don't care if people live or die.
So if people are trying to, I don't think it's happening, but you'll know better because you are Romanian. If people are scrambling to get into Russia at the border, how do they handle it? Are they worried about political backlash? If people are scrambling to get into Canada, how are they handling it? They're not. Americans aren't scrambling to get in there. If there was a problem,
they've got an Australian problem in Canada, but they're all kind of like the loose Commonwealth, so they have to let them in. It's very
really?
Sneaky. Yeah.
Okay, I did not know
once
that.
Once you got those Australians in, they're like raccoons; they don't leave.
But what I'm doing, the Pope is condemning us.
Yeah.
The Pope is weighing in. The Pope feels. I mean, he
so is Franklin Graham.
Yeah, well, we got to show humanity. Okay, fine. In what cut? Okay, where do we cut it off? We're already writing huge checks to countries for doing nothing to help them out. We provide all the resources.
We have to look at the motivation. Why are people coming here? People, by and large, come here to have a better life and to work and make money. And this country does a really bad job of vetting the good people who want to come work from the bad people who want to hurt us or the needy takers who just want part of the nanny state. That's not okay either. I wouldn't go to another country and demand social services, and that's why we have to end the entitlement state. And perhaps that sounds heartless, but it is actually much kinder than the result of too big of a government safety net.
And as we go to break, and I want to come back and talk about the IG report because it's ratings in a bottle. But if Kennedy, you were to run for office and you say, I'm going to cut back on social services and make people more personally responsible.
Yes.
Do you think America is ready to digest that message and say, Kennedy, whatever office you – or in the, for the most part, glide you right into office?
No. That's why I would never run for office. I would never want to be a politician. I would never want to swim with these slimy catfish that Paul Bryan likes to noodle.
That's true. Noodling is crazy.
It's weird.
You stick your hand in a hole and come out
with a fish.
Which is
fine. You come out with a catfish, and they sting, and I get it, and it makes you manly.
Really?
I love technology. I love the technology of the rod and reel. I'm a fan.
Right. That was in, who invented the rod? Was that Edison?
I thought it was my granddad.
Oh, okay. I think it was your granddad. Mm-hmm. And who was he?
His name was Coulter.
Right.
He was cranky yet patriotic.
Right. Cranky to little Kennedy? Little Lisa?
No, I did not meet Coulter. Coulter was born in, I believe, 1891.
Yeah, so to me, I give him full credit.
Yeah, he passed long before I was in this world.
Do you realize the next evolution of the rod and reel? Zipco. Remember the Zipco?
Ron
you hit
Popeil.
A little button?
Yeah.
That's what I had. I thought that was the only one.
Yeah, that's pretty great, though.
Right.
I mean, the first time you catch a fish, not with your bare hands.
Right.
Caveman Paul Ryan. But actually catch fish, it changed your life.
But my family was great at breaking me in gradually on everything. So, for example,
also have two brothers.
Right, which means I never got anything new. So the other thing is they said, do you want to fish? I go, yeah. They go, would you like a drop line? So I'd have a drop line, which is really like a spool of rope.
Yeah.
So I'd go in and I'd put it in the water and I would be shocked that I never got a fish. I
saw it coming.
Yeah, of course. There's a guy trying to catch
Brian's
me with a drop line.
Let's leave, guys.
Kennedy's going to come back and talk about the IG report, the outrage that has taken place, the revelations that we now know that I find stunning. For those who say no conspiracy, the FBI wasn't out to get Donald Trump, there's a problem with that theory. It's called facts. It's no longer a theory. Back in a moment.
Holding our politicians' feet to the fire, no matter who they are. That's Brian Kilmeade.
In the small town of Elmira, New York, a boy was born into an all-American family. The odds of him opening his own clothing store at the age of 18? 1 in 138,000. Excited to be a part of pop culture, he packed for the big city. The odds of finding someone to invest in his vision? 1 in 4.5 million. The odds of him achieving his dream in the fashion industry? 1 in 23 million. The odds of having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 68. I am Tommy Hilfiger, and my family is affected by autism. I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-233-8540. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-233-8540. That's 800-233-8540. 800-233-8540.
KCNR Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the airwaves, is ground zero for the renaissance of downtown Reading. Our state-of-the-art on-air studio is under construction right now, so you might hear a bit of hammering in the background. We're upgrading our sound and control systems, so you may occasionally hear a little glitch, but bear with us, we will keep it to a minimum. And we will be expanding our presence with an FM channel and an exciting launch into video on YouTube Live. KCNR, Free Fire Radio. Join in the conversation.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
I think there was we were too slow in some of the things we've done with regard to producing documents. Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein's in Congress this morning talking to congressional leaders about the details of how getting these things done in a way that they feel comfortable with. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have been criticized, and I take it seriously. This Department of Justice is accountable.
Yeah, but they still haven't turned over all the documents. That's Attorney General Jeff Sessions answering the question, why don't you produce the documents necessary to make the Oversight Committee in the House relevant? They're trying to get to the bottom of it. They have a right to get to the bottom of this whole investigation. For some reason, they can't get the paperwork. Kennedy's here. Kennedy, you understand the frustration of Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Devin Nunes, and Trey Gowdy?
Yes, I understand the frustration of anyone who wants more transparency comes up against a wall. That's what they do in authoritarian regimes. That's not what we do in the United States. We shouldn't have to sue and file FOIA requests in order to get documents, which, if they're not public, they should be made available to people with security clearance. Fine, redact parts of them, but this is just, it's a really strange political game. Sessions seems to be straddling both sides. I would love to know the extent and parameters of his recusal, because that whole thing is completely mysterious. And he's blown it in so many aspects of his job that if you can imagine doing so poorly at your job, would you still be employed?
In his situation, they really have no choice until the Russian investigation is over. Because of everything that would fall apart. But I don't want to get into that in particular. But specifically, when it comes to the documents, when you found out that text message from that Michael Horowitz recovered from July of 2016 that talked about stopping Donald Trump.
Yes.
And he didn't
have a good answer. Like, why didn't we have access to this? And Horowitz said, I didn't have access to it. And then they went back. They had to retrieve the phones and use a special program, because at one point they said there were months of all messages missing from every FBI device. And there was an issue with the collection and the cloud they were using. That's fine, but they still found a way to retrieve those messages. And then it's interesting because this message fell before that lapse where, you know, there were a number of months where they couldn't traditionally collect any messages back and forth. But before that window, let's say it was on August 7th, on August 6th, that's when this was sent. And it's interesting because they got all the messages before it and all the messages right after it, but they didn't get that one message, which means that Strzok tried to delete it, but they were still able to extract it, but they had to use an insane process. Can you imagine if they had used that very process to find Hillary Clinton's missing emails? Which they can find them. They can obviously find them. If FBI agents know how to spy on people, they also know how to hide things. Hillary Clinton is dumb and hit things with hammers, and they still couldn't find her missing.
Yeah, and by the way, if you think back at the IRS and Fast and Furious, it's a history of non-cooperation.
Yeah, and a history of losing. I mean, same thing with the IRS. Like, oh, the tapes that were supposed to be holding the emails, they just erased. What? The hell is wrong with you people? This is why we don't trust the federal government.
You are fired up today.
That's right.
You are. Hey, thanks so much, Kennedy, for joining us.
Thank
I appreciate
you, Brian.
It. Hey, go to BrianKilmeadShow.com. You get the first hour free if you want to grab the podcast, and BrianKilmead.com. You sign up for Kilmead Condensed. Recaps every show like this one with sound from Kennedy. You've heard me talk about Super Beast, that powerful superfood drink for cardiovascular health. Well, here's some great news. If you've been waiting to try this but have been holding back for a limited time, there's new Super Beats Energy Plus, which teams up beets with another superfood hero, green tea. This exciting new product is made from non-GMO beets infused with an added boost from green tea extract. With its natural plant-based caffeine source, you've got to try this new version, Super Beats Energy Plus. This all-new natural berry flavor helps promote improved energy, mental focus, and supports a healthy cardiovascular system. We're only making this product available to the listeners of our show, so make sure you take advantage of this new release today. Call 800-541-2516 or go to briansbeats.com. With your first order of Super Beats, get a 30-day supply of new Super Beats Energy Plus infused with green tea, free, and indicator strips to show how it's working, plus free shipping. Call 800-541-2516 or go to Brian's Beats.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.